More minutes till Rough Riders baseball. Five more minutes until Rough Riders baseball. Minutes until Rough Riders baseball. Riders baseball coming up in just 3 minutes. We're still here, still cold, calling the wind, and all of your eyes, just off your smile, when you say yes, you make me trust, I will never keep you from them, no, them, no, I know. More minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Rough Riders baseball starts in 60 seconds. More ticks till Rough Riders baseball. First pitch is right around the corner. Frisco Rough Riders baseball is 15 minutes away. It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show, featuring interviews, updates from around the Texas League, tonight's lineups, and a preview of tonight's game. Show, Chris Jarrett.
For the first time in 2022, welcome to Riders Field. Baseball is back. And boy, are we happy to have you with us along for the ride. I'm Chris Jarrett. My broadcast partner to my left is Zach Bigley, and we will have every Riders game for you this season on the Riders Baseball Network. Zach, let's bring you in. Let's talk about all the buzz that has led to this week. It's been hectic. It's been chaotic. Media day is up and down, and the Rough Riders are being introduced to the folks of Frisco for the first time this season.
Chris, we're back.
Yes, we are.
It feels very nice to say, and there is so much hype surrounding this Rough Riders team, and rightfully so. This is a team that has the number one prospect in the Rangers organization in Jack Leiter, who will start tomorrow, and also five top 30 prospects. It's a team that was very good last year, a team that has a lot of expectations coming into this year, but as you mentioned, Media Day a couple days ago, this is a great bunch, ultimately. They are a great group of guys, and we're really excited to see them perform on the field today.
Well, and what we're in store for as well is a heck of a pitching matchup, not just tonight, but this entire weekend. Frisco announced their rotation earlier in the week, and the guys that you've got of Bradford, Jack Leiter, and Cole Reagans, that's going to go Sunday. Very, very special. And then the matchup that we'll talk about a little bit later tonight. But just quickly tease what we can expect here when you've got Cody Bradford taking the mound, and then a guy like George Kirby that is an incredible prospect himself.
Well, you expect a lot of strikes. Yeah. That's for sure with both these guys. A lot of strike throwers, a lot of strike outs. Cody Bradford is a guy who led all Rangers farmhands last year with 128 strikeouts. And on a 20-80 scale, a lot of publications saying that George Kirby has 80 control. That's how good he is. Just six walks his senior year of college and over 88 innings. So a lot of strikes between these two guys that are very highly touted in their organizations. And we're really excited for this pitching matchup.
It's a Frisco team that was atop the South last year, but they were not able to make the postseason appearance last year in the minor leagues. You had to have the best two records to go to the championship series. No quarters, no semis, no championship series, just one series. And Frisco, by just the slightest winning percentage, fell. Manager Jared Gettert earlier this week, and it was the first thing he said to us about how that was really the first thing on his mind when he walked back in the locker room.
Yeah, it stung, that's for sure. That heartbreaker against Amarillo last year, 14-11 on the final day of the season. Back and forth contest, you know, sometimes those games just don't go your way, and that's what happened right with the Rough Riders. But they're looking this year to make the postseason for the first time since 2014. And if it's any indication of last year's squad, this is a very similar team that really has those high expectations of making the postseason. And expectations at that level, it just brings up the excitement here on opening day.
Boy, we are excited. Let's hear from the manager, Jared Gettert, on the other end of the break. Frisco kicking off the 2022 season at home against the Arkansas Travelers, the AA affiliate of the Seattle Mariners. First pitch just around the corner at 6:35. This is the pregame show on the Riders Baseball Network.
Carbotec safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carbotec has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
Little Sweet! Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Little Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. Saucy, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is. It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's on something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit iccu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at MakoSmartRobotics.com. All surgery carries risks. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual.
We are very happy to be joined by manager Jared Gettert, who's back for his second season here in Frisco as we prepare for 2022. Jared, it's nice to have you back. How does it feel to be back here in Frisco?
Very excited to be back. Off-season short, so went by pretty quickly, but I think that's a good thing because looking forward to getting ramped up here just in a couple of days.
We'll talk about this season because there's a lot of talent on this team, but I wanted to revisit kind of a sore subject, which was last season. An incredible year started out through the first, about 60 games, best record in minor league baseball, 11-game winning streak, an incredible first half, and then just missed out on the playoffs. What were some of your takeaways from last year?
How ruthless baseball can be. Overall, as time has passed, it was a good year overall. There are a lot of good things that happened. Like a lot of players got better, kind of did what they needed to do at this level at an important time in their career. But it was with how much good that did transpire last year, and looking forward to kind of getting to start fresh, start new, and hopefully create some of those kind of experiences and memories that we got to with the team last year.
Jared, one other thing you mentioned to us before the season started here is how important chemistry is for the guys in the locker room. You said how much fun that group early on in the season had. How important, you a former player, you've seen it, and now in a managerial spot, how important is that chemistry for those guys on and off the field?
I think it's extremely important. It's what we kind of talked about before we started here, just that this sport, we're together, we're in the same clubhouse, on the same buses, in the same hotel day after day after day. And so you can easily, for lack of putting it a better way, get sick of each other. And so the more that you can have that or hopefully help to cultivate the environment that allows for guys to be themselves, guys to be able to be loose, let their guard down, and have fun with each other, joke around, prank each other, whatever it may be, the better off. And I think that what that does is it allows for better performance on the field. You can have that in the dugout where you naturally kind of want to pick each other up when you're down because baseball is going to knock you down. It's just kind of the nature of it. So I think that the more that you do what you can to try to, like I said, create that environment, the better off over the long haul. And it's funny you ask that because as a player, I was talking with a couple of players during today's workout about, I said hopefully in 20 years when they're done playing baseball, what they'll find is they're going to remember those sorts of things. Hopefully they have a lot of success, obviously, on the field that leads to a long career. But what they're going to remember are those moments. And it's kind of tough right now for them to know that when they're in it. It's tough to see the forest through the trees at times. But that's what they'll remember, and those that's what's important. It's not important because of the memories they'll have down the road, but I think it's important because it allows for that success to happen on the field for them.
Who told you that? You have anyone tell you that down the line, or is that something that you didn't?
But it's learned for sure. Your experiences are important, and you learn and you grow as you go. But I think that the managers that had the most impact on me, and that I probably find that I, you know, emulate the most, kind of allowed for that. It wasn't direct. It wasn't at the time. I didn't know it was maybe intentional. Maybe it was unintentional on there, and I don't know. But those clubhouses, those dugouts, those bus rides, how they were as far as kind of leading our team allowed for that. And those just happened to be the teams that would tend to have a lot of success.
Right.
With those, the crazy group that was here last year in Frisco, especially in the first half, do you have a favorite memory from last season of some prank or something that just kind of made you laugh?
I think not a specific prank, but I would just say that you mentioned it, that winning streak there, that it just seemed like we found a new way every night to win a baseball game. And it wasn't just a player or two who was involved. It seemed to be a new guy, you know, every night, and just how much fun that was. I mean, we had, you know, Major League Rehab involved with some of that. We had, we talked about earlier, like an interference call on the base paths that led to a win. It's just that and kind of the fun in the clubhouse afterwards come to, you know, the front of my mind. But I would say overall the personalities, you know, and I'd like to think that allowed for some of that success. We had fun personalities, and that made last year very enjoyable for sure.
You've got a lot of returners coming back this year, guys that were on the end of season roster last year. Last year was your first year. So how does that maybe make the ease into the second year a familiar territory for you, having some returners as well?
I'm excited about that because it kind of, you don't want an entirely new wave. You know, you'd like for all those guys to have graduated to the next level, to have done well enough to go to the next level, but that's just not the nature of it. In my experience, though, those guys can kind of approach it one of two ways. They can approach it from the standpoint of, I know what this level's like. I know where we go on the road. That, hey, I know what this is about. I know what I need to do to go have success. That's one way that they can approach it, which I hope that they will, and I think that they will. The other is, oh, I'm back. I've been here. I've done this. And there's almost a letdown or a contentment that they can have. And I've seen those guys kind of struggle pretty mightily if they approach it that way. So the hope is that if they were here last year, that their experience, that they can kind of be more of the leaders that we need on the team this year, that they know what this level's about, they know our ballpark, they know where we're going to go on the road, and because of that, they can kind of set the tone, set the example for the guys who it's their first year in AA. That's kind of our hope for them for sure.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Great opportunity to catch up with the Riders manager, Jared Gettert, who returns for his second season with the Riders and gave us great insight on what should be a really, really talented lineup this season. So let's take a look at the pitching matchup. First, for the Frisco Rough Riders, in Cody Bradford, the left-hander out on the mound and the native of Aledo, Texas, and played his college ball at Baylor. He graduated just down the road at Aledo High School and was the valedictorian, played his college ball at Baylor, and then spent last season with Frisco after cracking in his major league debut at High A Hickory. He comes to Frisco, 7 starts, and has 41 strikeouts in 34 and two-thirds innings. So great stuff. And then, of course, taking on the first overall draft pick by the Mariners just a few drafts ago, the right-hander George Kirby, and we'll talk about it when we return to Riders Field. First pitch right around the corner on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity.
I didn't hear.
CoServe.com/community.
The Rough Riders continue their open to the 2020.
And now, It's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
High fly ball to left.
Oh my goodness.
1-1 is crushed.
Deep to center field. Oh, how far will it go?
That's back and that's gone.
Dives and makes the catch. Unreal.
Cut out and miss. Strike three.
He's going to come in to score and the Riders walk it off.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003.
How about it?
Oh, my goodness.
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Chris Jerry.
The wait is finally over. For the first time in 2022, Frisco Rough Riders Baseball is back on the diamond at Riders Field, and we welcome you inside Frisco, Texas, as we start another season here in the Texas League. Hi, everybody. Alongside Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley with you. Very happy to have you along as Cody Bradford, the Aledo, Texas native, takes the mound for the Rough Riders to start off the 2022 season. Jose Caballero is in from the right side, and we are ready to go for baseball. As the left-hander squares his shoulders towards the first base dugout, has his sign from his backstop, Matt Watley. Puts the glove up near his face. He's back into his windup. Away we go in 2022. First pitch, a fastball in there for a strike on the outside corner, and the count goes to 0-1. The Rough Riders coming off a season last year where they finished 64-55, looking to repeat a very strong season this year, the 0-1. That one just misses low and away, and it's one ball and one strike. Arkansas in a very similar situation last year, just missing out on the playoffs as these two really battled it out down the stretch. The 1-1. That one misses low and outside as well, and it's two balls and one strike now on Caballero, the shortstop here for the Travelers. As we talked about in the pregame show, last year was such a strange year. Here's the windback and the 2-1. A swing and a hard hit liner right to third. Dio Arias spears it out of the air off to the backhanded side for the first down. A hard hit line drive by Jose Caballero. Right at Dio Arias, who is playing in at the cut of the grass. Quick reflexes. Cade Marlowe steps in now from the left side against the fellow southpaw Bradford. Bradford back into his windup, the pitch. No one misses off the outside corner in the dirt. Skips away from Watley over to his right. It's one ball and no strikes. So the Rough Riders and Travelers trying to fight for that last playoff spot on the last day of the season. They both had a chance to get in, but neither did. The 1-0. Fastball just low of the zone. 2-0 now on the center fielder for Arkansas. One out. Top of the first inning. No score. It was Northwest Arkansas who hopped both of them, getting in by half a game over Arkansas and getting in over the Rough Riders because of a tiebreaker. The 2-0. Fastball, strike, outside edge, 2-1. And Northwest Arkansas went on to beat Wichita last year in the playoffs and win the AA Central Championship. 2-1 home. Little floater out to third. Dio Arias, a much easier chance this time. Puts it away out chest high. Two outs in the first inning now for Jake Shiner. Arkansas and Frisco scoreless. Cody Bradford was a big part of the Rough Riders down the stretch. The former Baylor Bear finished the season last year, his last seven starts here in Frisco after beginning in Hickory. He winds back, delivers home to Shiner. The right-hander, a check swing. He was able to hold up on a pitch that missed high and away. One ball, no strikes. Bradford finished last year just 4-4 with a 4.23 ERA in Hickory. A 4.11 ERA overall, but a lot of strikeouts. The 1-0. Swing and a miss as he pulled the string on him. Good pitch off the outside corner. Count flattens out at 1-1. Bradford, 128 strikeouts, the most in the Rangers system last year. 1-1, swing and a miss. Fastball in on the hands. 1-2. The base is clear, still working from the windup, trying to work a clean first inning. Here comes his 12th pitch. The windback and the 1-2. Second up and over Ornelas into right field for a base hit. And Jake Shiner starts off his season well. First hit of the year. A solid single into right field.
Well, and credit Bradford there, Zach, as he was starting to get things back on track. A couple of these at-bats, and Marlowe and Shiner right there, both of them starting with the first pitch ball. just needed one more strike to get the Riders to the plate for the first time this season, but see how he manages with the guy aboard here.
Zach Deloach steps in now. As you mentioned, Chris, runner aboard. Two outs, no score in the first. From the stretch, Bradford deals. Swinging a hard ground ball, one hop right to Ornelas, who fields with his feet on the outfield grass. The second baseman throws to first and gets Deloach on the first pitch. A harmless single in the first inning, but nonetheless a very good inning for Cody Bradford. No runs, a hit, no errors, a runner left on. We played half an inning. To the bottom of the first, we'll see the Frisco Rough Riders for the first time. J.P. Martinez, Josh Stowers, and Dustin Harris due up when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome to your hometown Whataburger. Customization is what we've always done.
You want mustard and mayo? You want ketchup? We'll make it how you like it.
When you customize your own burger, you can put your personality in it.
This is my Whataburger, with Manny's ketchup, all the vegetables, no cheese.
We customize orders 24 hours a day.
Everybody wants it just like they like it. When you can make it your own, that always enhances that experience for you.
However you want it, I got you. Here at Whataburger, we make it just like you like it, whenever you like it.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at MakoSmartRobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great outing for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride!
Time to start the bottom of the first on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
A very easy top half of the first inning for Cody Bradford, and now we roll into the bottom half of the first inning. Rough Riders looking to hit the scoreboard first. Travelers held scoreless, and the Rough Riders will send J.P. Martinez, Josh Stowers, and Dustin Harris up to the plate. Rough Riders lineup finishes out like this. Ezekiel Duran, Blaine Krim, Dio Edias, and then the bottom third, Kellen Strom, Jonathan Ornelas, and Matt Watley. So here's J.P. Martinez, a returner from last year, spent the entire season with the Rough Riders, facing off against George Kirby, the very talented right-hander, the top pitching prospect in the Mariners organization. Rough Riders in their home cream unis today. The other side, Arkansas, in their road grays with a red ball cap. Kirby squares his shoulders to home plate, back into his windup in the pitch. A swing and a high pop-up, twisting down the third base side. Rizzo giving it a look. It blows back into fair territory, I should say into foul territory, but into play out of the stands and bounces harmlessly onto the turf. A foul ball. And it's 0-1.
Zach, there's 18 mile an hour winds coming from the left field foul pole to right. So that ball clearly hung up in the wind and got affected by it. And it kind of dizzied Rizzo there coming in from third. So we'll see how that plays a factor in tonight's ball game.
It's a very pleasant night for baseball. 64 degrees and sunny. But you mentioned the winds. The higher you get, the worse they get. Here's the wind back and the 0-1 pitch. Another high pop-up, almost the same spot down the third baseline. This one drifts into the seats, though. Fan almost caught it, went off his hands. 0-2 on the Riders' leadoff hitter, J.P. Martinez, who's playing out in center to the defense. Let's check Arkansas's defense tonight. Tanner Kerwer out in left field. Cade Marlowe in center. Zach Deloach mans right field. Joe Rizzo at the hot corner. Jose Caballero is at short. Patrick Frick at second. And Jake Shiner is the first baseman. The 0-2, a swing and a miss and a ball in the dirt. Martinez goes down swinging and doesn't even bother to try to run to first. As Jake Anchia, the catcher, nabs it, tags him out. There's the first strikeout for George Kirby. One away for another returner, Josh Stowers, who was the first 2020 player in Riders franchise history last year with his 20 homers and 21 steals. He steps in from the right side against Kirby. Kirby turns back, checks his defense. Stowers climbs in. Here's the wind back and the pitch on the way. Breaking ball in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Familiar foe for Josh Stowers in the Mariners organization. He was originally drafted by the Mariners. The 0-1. Swinging a little liner foul right side. 0-2. Chance to enact some revenge on his former club. The Rangers actually his third team, drafted by the Mariners, traded to the Yankees for Shed Long, and then came over here in the Rougned-Odor deal before last season. 0-2 on the way. And the dirt off the outside corner, and Chia blocks. One ball and two strikes. Three-man umpiring crew today. Isaias Barba mans balls and strikes behind home. Harley Acosta down the first baseline, and Ray Patchen is down the third baseline today. Our three-man Texas League umpiring crew. The 1-2 to Stowers. Check swing, ground ball, foul back behind home. Still ball and two strikes. Chris, that feels so good to say Texas
League. You said Texas League? That's right?
That's right.
All right. That's back.
Texas League is back.
Love that.
No baseball in 2020, obviously, here in the minors. And then last year, the AA Central, as Major League Baseball took over. Everyone's very happy. They're bringing the names back of the old leagues. 1-2 on the way. Stowers takes down low. Two balls, two strikes. Not going to see many two- or three-ball counts with George Kirby. He's one of those guys who can really fill up the strike zone. He looks over the top of his glove, back into his windup in the righty's pitch. Stowers fouls it straight back to the screen. Still two balls, two strikes. Kirby, his senior year at Elon, one of the best pitchers in the nation. That happens in correlation when you're a first-round pick. Obviously, you have a very good season, but there's having a good season, and then there's what George Kirby did. At Elon, his senior year, just over 88 innings pitched. He winds back in the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He got him with a breaking ball down in the dirt, and Stowers strikes out. So back-to-back strikeouts, the first two outs of the day for George Kirby. And Dustin Harris, the batter now.
But I like what Stowers was trying to do in that at-bat, Zach. He was trying to step out. A couple of pitches that he fouled off. But you saw Martinez and Stowers both late contact working on Kirby. So you could tell the control and the stuff is there. And the Riders so far at the plate, a little bit late, trying to catch the pitches out of the hand of Kirby. And he's working well with back-to-back Ks.
Not only that, but both strikeouts in the curveball in the dirt as well. So Kirby deals with the lefty, Dustin Harris, and the pitch. A breaking ball in there for a strike this time. Looking, and it's 0-1. Harris, the number 6 prospect in the Rangers organization, going against the number 3 prospect in George Kirby. 0-1 toss. Harris watches one low of the zone, and it's 1-1. And just to follow up on his senior year at Elon, Kirby, just over 88 innings pitched, just 6 walks in his 14 games. It's just ridiculous. Ridiculous numbers. The 1-1. Inside. 2-1. He's brought that into the minors. Very impressive, I should say, stats when it comes to walking batters or lack thereof. He peels back in front of a change that time.
Dustin's trying to see if he can poke something into that jet stream that's hanging in the sky. Something that hangs up in the air headed to right field just might catch it. Go over to that wall.
We've seen balls fly out of here the last few days during batting practice. 2-2. In the dirt. Inside. Fills it up at 3 balls and 2 strikes. No score. Bottom of the first inning. 2 outs. Base is clear.
And for Kirby, it was the best strikeout to walk rate in the country in that season. It was a special year for him.
And how about this in the minors? 24 games, 23 starts, just 15 walks in his career. That's incredible. 3-2. High pop-up, left side, foul territory. The catcher and Chia near the dirt, and he stays on the grass, makes the catch in foul territory, and it's a very nice inning for both pitchers here in this one today. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. We roam to the second. No score here on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is back. A swing and a drive.
To right field, forget about this one. Way out of here.
There isn't a better spot in North Texas where you can find a blend of fun, excitement, and baseball.
Strike three called. This one's over.
You don't want to miss a second of this exciting action.
And he makes the catch. What a grab. He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit us online at ridersbaseball.com for tickets or stay locked to the Riders Baseball Network and MILB.TV for all the exciting plays and drama of Rough Riders Baseball. The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline and the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday with half-price drink specials from 6 to 8 p.m. Join the party at the tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the top of the second inning, no score here in the first game of 2022. Zach Bigley, Chris Jared with you here on the Riders Baseball Network. The Rough Riders turned away in the bottom half of the first inning. Cody Bradford, after a very clean first inning, back to the hill. Just one hit allowed to Jake Shiner, and he deals with the catcher, Jake Anchia, to start things off in the second. Bradford, the left-hander, got a line out, a pop out, and a ground out in the first inning. He winds and deals. First pitch misses high, and it's one ball and no strikes. It's Anchia, the catcher, Joe Rizzo, the third baseman, and Caden Polkovich, the DH. 5-6-7 in the order. Here's the windback and the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Elevated cutter. It's one ball and one strike. Bradford had a very tumultuous career at Baylor. Kind of up and down. And a large reason for that was because of injuries, unfortunately. He missed almost his entire final season there. The pitch is popped up. Foul down the right side. And it's one ball and two strikes now on Anchia. Bradford missed that final season with thoracic outlet syndrome. He had to get surgery in March of 2019. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with the elevated fastball. Bradford with his first strikeout of 2022. One away in the second. Brings Joe Rizzo to the plate. And that's the reason why Bradford was picked in the sixth round. He winds back in the first pitch on the way. A swing and a soft tapper out to second. Ornelas, who's been busy, fields off to his left, throws him out at first. Two up, two down pretty quickly here in the second inning. Caden Polkovich, the batter now. You look at a guy like Bradford and the career he had at Baylor and his ability to throw a lot of strikes, and you think of a high draft pick guy. Well, he was hurt, and then he had to get surgery, so it's a bit of a risk for the Rangers, and they were really lucky to get this guy in the sixth round.
They were in a hard-throwing left-hander as well.
First pitch on the way. Fastball, strike. Right on the outside edge, and it's 0-1.
Another control guy. And you can see him trying to bump off the rust here in the first couple of frames. But the Big 12 pitcher of the year in the highs that you mentioned.
The offering home. That misses high off the outside corner. Count flattens out at 1-1. And boy, the Rangers love what they've seen out of that return. 1-1. Slips outside, 2-1.
An internal evaluator said that just at his age, but just in the system as well, what they've been able to see recently from him, some of the best control and command from any pitcher in the system.
The 2-1, a swing and a miss, 2-2. Fastball off the outer edge. And when you can pair that command with high swing and miss rate on a very good fastball that he elevates well, it's a good combination. The 2-2. Swinging a grounder to second. Again, Ornelas fields. Throws on to first. and he gets him for the final out of the second inning. Another smooth inning for Cody Bradford. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Three up, three down. No score as we roll to the bottom of the second here on the Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the Dallas Black Giants to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Debuting on Juneteenth, help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
At Whataburger, how do you make something that's already fresh even fresher? By adding fresh new things, like crisp pico de gallo for a little kick, and creamy cilantro lime sauce for that extra whoa, and pepper jack cheese because, of course, all on top of two fresh beef patties or with chicken on a brioche bun. Whataburger's limited time pico de gallo burger and new pico de gallo chicken sandwiches. Good thing for fresh things. Good thing there's Whataburger.
Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
We've reached the top of the third here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We're in the bottom half of the second inning here on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders and Travelers are scoreless here in the first game of 2022. Boy, is it nice to be back here at Riders Field with fans in the stands and expecting a great crowd all weekend long. Ezekiel Duran starts things off. Blaine Krim to follow and Dio Anias after him. Middle third of the order. Chris George Kirby, really impressive in that first inning.
Yeah, I think so too. And it just seemed like guys were late. Seemed like it was his game. Right on top of that, I think a much better frame for Cody Bradford. 10 pitches. Yeah. Seymour in control. Got that first K.
Pitch home to Duran. Fouled away. Over to the right side, and it's 0-1. Rangers and Mariners fans are hoping that this is a matchup that we're going to see in the American League West in the coming years. Ezekiel Duran and George Kirby, two very highly touted prospects in both of their respected franchises. 0-1. Duran takes low. One ball and one strike. Ezekiel Duran, the number four prospect in the Rangers organization, came over in the Joey Gallo deal last year. One of four prospects the Rangers got. Kirby peels back into his windup in the 1-1. A swing and a fly ball into left center field. Marlowe racing back into the alley. He hasn't measured and makes the catch. Just off the end of the bat from Duran. Fly out to center field, and there's one away here in the second in a scoreless game. And Blaine Krim makes his... Ezekiel Duran, and we're talking to Jared Gettert, the manager for the Rough Riders earlier, has a lot of gap-to-gap power, according to him. Somebody who he's really excited to see here at the AA level, where he's going to face really good pitching. George Kirby right out the gate. A good test for him. First pitch to Krim. That one misses off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. And if there's anybody who didn't have any trouble with AA pitching last year, it was Blaine Krim. He came up, homered in his AA debut here at Riders Field, and crushed the baseball his entire time here. The 1-0. Misses low, and it's two balls and no strikes. Or actually, they appeal, and he did go around, so the count flattens out at 1-1. Krim started out in high A, hitting 20 home runs with Hickory before hitting 9 more with the Riders. 1-1. Swinging a soft tapper, left of the mound, gets over Kirby. Tough play for Caballero. Shortstop comes up, Fields throws onto first and gets Krim. Very nice play by Jose Caballero. Had a long way to range. Krim doesn't necessarily run well, but still a very nice play. Boy, off the bat, Chris, it looked like that was a hit all the way.
Yeah, it just kind of was a slow chopper, and you could see Krim frustrated with the pitch that he had and the contact that was the result. And again, you mentioned not exactly the speedster to beat it out down the first baseline.
There's Dio Anias now with two outs. First pitch. Fastball, strike at the knees on the outside corner, 0-1. Arkansas and Frisco scoreless as we play here in the bottom of the second with two down. And the base is clear. Five up, five down for George Kirby so far, who winds back in the 0-1. Low and inside in the dirt. And it's one ball and one strike.
What's good is nothing's been free so far, and it's not going to be with a guy that's been great at 80 control, but you're seeing some restraint from some of the Riders hitters where after Martinez and Stowers back-to-back case to start, counts have been a little bit longer and guys have been waiting for theirs.
The 1-1. It's on the outside edge for a strike, and it's 1-2. And not as many swings and misses on the curveball in the dirt either. Guys laying off that pitch. Easier said than done, of course. Kirby has his sign from his backstop and Chia. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a high fastball at 98 miles an hour. And Kirby, with his third strikeout, finishes off a 1-2-3 second. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Rough Riders and Travelers scoreless as we go to the top of the third, where Chris Jarrett will take over the mic when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Carpetech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpetech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
Time for the bottom of the third on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
8-9-1 due up for the left-hander, Cody Bradford. We're back to Riders Field. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley on the first broadcast in the first game of the 2022 season on a beautiful night. First pitch from Bradford is chopped over left side of the infield. Duran's there for it, and the throw to first just in time. One pitch, one out for Bradford as he retires to second baseman Patrick Frick. And now it's the left fielder, Tanner Kerwer, the bottom of the order for Arkansas. Tempo's been picking up a bit for Bradford, and you see it there. Just put it over the plate. Trusses infield to make a play. Opening night for AA. AAA started earlier this week. Lefty-righty from Bradford to Kerwer. First pitch zooms in there for a called strike one. Kerwer's first at-bat of the night. Bradford fires home. Wave and a miss at the off-speed. And two pitches quickly puts Bradford ahead. No balls and two strikes to Kerwer. Top of the order, Jose Caballero awaiting. Had a hard liner right to the third baseman, Dio Arias. 0-2 pitch. Catches the outside corner, strike three. Second strikeout of the night for Bradford, and there's two gone. That'll make the pace of play folks happy. Four pitches, two outs.
This whole game make the pace of play folks happy.
Don't say that out loud.
Yeah, I know.
Because we are just starting.
I know.
Okay.
Is there an anti-jinx? Is that a thing?
No, I think once you cross that bridge. First pitch to Caballero. A little bit low. It's one ball, no strikes.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens. Do you believe in it?
I'll get to that. The 1-0. That misses. Bit high, maybe inside. Two balls, no strikes. Bradford facing the top of the order in the shortstop, Jose Caballero. good friend Jesse Goldberg Strassler of mine is avid that the broadcaster jinx does not exist. 2-0. This one's ripped high in the air. It sends Harris back retreating. Stops underneath it. Comes in a bit. And he gets there to make the catch. Three up, three down for Bradford. That he's allowed so far through three frames of work. We're still scoreless from Riders Field. We'll talk about the broadcaster's jinx a little bit more when we return.
Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big at Brighton, North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Carpet Tech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpet Tech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
Time for the bottom of the third on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Frisco due up for the third time tonight. We'll see 7-8-9 out of the Riders. It's the designated hitter Kellen Strom due to the plate. Okay, we promised it, so we'll deliver on it, the broadcaster's jinx. And Strom is set for his first at-bat of the season. George Kirby back out on the bump. Righty-righty matchup to get us going in the home half of the third frame. Here's the first pitch. That breaks in there nicely for a called strike one. So to answer your question, yes, a long time ago it feels like. I typically don't believe in the broadcaster's jinx.
Okay.
I can also understand it. 0-1. A check by Strom, but it looked like same pitch from Kirby, and it catches the inside portion, strike two. Let's get, I want your feedback on this, where you stand. First of the 0-2, and that misses. Strom holds up.
All right, here's my deal. If we had that much power, do you think we'd be broadcasting?
Okay, yeah, it's a safe answer.
I don't think it exists.
There's the answer. Let's see how that fares. 1-2. Late swing, and it pops it foul over the net. Count remains a ball and two strikes.
Yeah, I might eat my words later, that's for sure.
Okay. Now, here's an athlete, Kellen Strom, a guy from your neck of the woods.
That's right. I played against Kellen in high school, played with his brother in seventh grade out in Eugene, Oregon.
Okay, are you flexing? Is that a flex?
Yeah, that's a flex.
Okay.
That's a flex.
1-2. Ooh, just missed. They appeal. And an even count, two balls, two strikes on a close one to Strom.
You know what was a great flex from Kellen? Was we were talking about University of Oregon earlier, and he said, yeah, I root for Oregon because my best friend went there. And I was like, oh, your best friend.
Yeah. 2-2. Wave and a miss on a low pitch for strike three. Chalk up the fourth K of the night for George Kirby. There's one gone.
Just to put a cap on that, he said, yeah, my best friend Justin. And I was like, oh, you mean Justin Herbert? He's like, yeah, Justin Herbert. That's a flex, right?
But the flex is not saying Herbert. The flex is saying my buddy Justin.
Yep, exactly.
That's an all-timer. Here's Jonathan Ornelas, his first time to the plate. Guy with a lot of speed and a heck of a personality as well. Righty-righty from Kirby. Opposite way, but sprayed fouled into the seats. No balls and a strike to Ornelas. guys got to Riders Field and got to town a couple of days ago. They've been filtering in throughout the week since about Saturday, Sunday, and even into Monday. 0-1. Hard chopper left side. Caballero's there for it. Throw to first. Right on the doorstep of Shiner. There's quickly two gone for Kirby. He's been clean so far. No walks, 4 Ks. No hits as well. Speaking of broadcasters, jinx, we're only in the bottom of the third. I'll be okay with that if that goes the other way. We end up seeing a hit here.
Okay. I think I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
Also, the bottom of the third inning, you can say it.
I think we can say it. I think we're safe saying it. Righty-righty to the bottom of the Riders order, Matt Whatley. First pitch, waits back on it. There's a base hit. There's a broadcaster's jinx for you. Whatley going to try to go for two, and he's in there sliding safe. How about a little two-out double out of Matt Whatley? Riders got their first hit of the night.
All right, so it exists.
That worked out. Make a believer out of me.
Love to see Matt Whatley getting the extra base hits early. He really got off to a hot start last year as well, right out of the gate. And then cooled off just a little bit, but if he can continue that here this year, there is no limit to what he can do. If he's hitting, he's going to be a big leaguer. That's how good defensively he is. Well, that's great to see here to start things off.
It looked like the same pitch that got Strom on back-to-back to start the count 0-2.
Yeah.
Whatley just sat back, knew it would come right back down and into the zone. Did his job to turn the lineup card back to the top. Here's J.P. Martinez. It's for him. First pitch in there for strike one. Martinez wants to try to work a longer at-bat than his first one. Three pitches, a strikeout for J.P. Nobody addressing Whatley at second, but Kirby gives him a few looks. The 0-1. Same spot, but just missed outside. And an even count to the center fielder, J.P. Martinez. One ball, one strike. The pitch. That one's blasted to right field, deep down the line, way back there, and gone! Martinez wipes him clean, and the first Riders homer of the season. Frisco takes a 2-0 lead in the bottom of the third. It to the last part of sunshine in the ballpark. And a round tripper for a guy that was put right to the top of the lineup for that reason. Two nothing Frisco. Back-to-back extra base hits out of the Riders. And the first pitch to Josh Stowers locates for strike one. Doubling down on that broadcaster's jinx of ours as Kirby comes home a one. And Stowers drops a bunt right back to the mound. The right-hander Kirby throws to first. A tick in time to get the speedy Stowers for out number three. Not before the Riders take the first lead of the ballgame. They strike first on the first homer of the season for Frisco. J.P. Martinez of Riders in front. 2-0 our score. We go to the fourth inning next.
Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Now through the end of April, Riders fans have the opportunity to help decorate Riders Field and showcase their awesome artistic abilities. Thanks to Whataburger, Riders fans under the age of 12 can submit their artwork by April 29th. Four winners will be selected to have their masterpiece featured on the main concourse of Riders Field and a video board recognition at one home game during the season. For more information about the Whataburger Art Contest, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Party Deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Top half of the fourth inning coming your way here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Two nothing Frisco, and a two-run shot from J.P. Martinez to give the Riders the first lead of the season. Cody Bradford, the left-hander, back out on the bump, set to start his fourth frame. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley, on a beautiful night in Frisco. First pitch, and Cade Marlowe wanted to try for bunt, and it missed low. He pulled it back in time, a ball and no strikes. Seven pitches for Bradford the last time out. Two the inning before that. 1-0. That's in there. Thought about, didn't want any part of. And it's an even count. The break even. Tipped through the wickets, and it sneaks back to the double R painted beautifully behind home plate. Bradford in front, and it's a ball and two strikes. Picked up his second strikeout the inning prior. The left-hander getting settled. 1-2. Ooh, it missed. Tempting offer to the center fielder Marlowe that in his first at-bat, an infield pop-up. And it kept Dio Arias busy in the first frame. 2-2. Tipped again, and Marlowe stays alive. Still two balls and two strikes. Let's keep you updated on what's going on at the Major League Club. We mentioned that baseball is back officially across the rest of minor league ball, but yesterday and today, opening days, should say, for all the Major League Clubs. 2-2. That missed low and got through the legs of Watley, and it trickles behind him to the backstop. Full count. Three balls and two strikes. A four-piece by Texas in their first inning. And a leadoff homer to Brad Miller. That got the scoring party started. Attacking Jose Berrios. Nathaniel Lowe with a bases loaded single. 3-2. Hard hit. Grounder down the first baseline, and it's foul. Longest at-bat of the night for Bradford. The count still full. And then now two more coming with Taylor Saucedo on the mound, a left-hander. And a Corey Seager double. It's his first extra base hit in a Rangers uniform. 3-2. Chopper foul again. Marlowe making Bradford work a bit. It's an 8-pitch at bat. Jake Shiner on deck. The only hit that's been allowed thus far by Bradford. Is that a ball? That's both bullpens. Still kicking back and enjoying what's becoming a beautiful night in North Texas.
Perfect night.
Full count. Called strike three. Marlowe was on his way out of the box from the left side, and a backwards K for Bradford. His third strikeout of the night. There's one gone.
Perfect pitch. That's the control we're talking about. If you throw 91-92, you have to be able to paint the edges, and Bradford does that perfectly, especially on that one, right on the outside corner at the knees, and that's what you love to see.
Lefty-righty to Jake Shiner in the first pitch. He topples it over towards Arias, the third baseman. Low throw to first. Grimm's hit for it. One pitch, and there's two gone. That's a nice break for Bradford after a 9-pitch AB. Shiner turns one over to the left side for out number two.
That's what you sometimes see with guys who get the high-volume strikeouts, is they'll go long at-bats, high-pitch counts early on, and they can't get very deep in games. And no one's expecting them, anybody, to get deep in games here in the first series or even first couple months of the season, but you'd love to see those first pitch outs, especially after that long at-bat.
Lefty-lefty matchup to Zach Deloach, and he chops the first pitch through the hole left side, and it skips into left field for a base hit. You heard a little bit of a cheer. That's Zach Deloach, a bit of a hometown kid. Had some family and friends come out to watch him play at Riders Field. There's a decent amount of guys from Texas on the Arkansas roster, Zach.
There are. Zach Deloach here from Hebron High School, just about 5 miles away in the colony. He's actually staying at home right now, Chris. That's a nice little homecoming to get some home-cooked meals.
Got to take advantage of any time you play close to home, especially this close. Bradford tries to bounce back and does so nicely with a first pitch called strike. Jake Anchia, the catcher, was the first strikeout victim for Bradford. Two gone, lefty-righty, 0-1. Catches the inner portion and a called strike, two.
You mentioned a lot of guys from Texas on this Arkansas roster. Six Texas natives. Rough Riders with three this year. State being well represented in this game.
Absolutely. And Chia waving the bat from the right side. Bradford's 0-2 pitch in the air, and it's foul behind home plate. Keep the count at no balls and two strikes. When Bradford last season, when he got the promotion from Hickory, a little bit expanding on what you were talking about earlier, Zach, only three runs allowed on 28 strikeouts in over 22 innings. 0-2 is a chopper right back to the mound. And Bradford's there for it. He softly tosses to first. Four batters faced a hit, but no runs come in, and Arkansas stays off the scoreboard. Frisco back to the plate. Zach Bigley back on the call when we return to Riders Field. It's 2-0 Rough Riders on a Friday night.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is the perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Rough Riders continue their open to the 2022 season all through this weekend at Riders Field.
A swing and a drive, deep to right field. Forget about this one. Way out of here.
The Riders conclude their division champs weekend with a pennant giveaway on Saturday with post-game fireworks.
Oh, my goodness.
Then join us at Riders Field on Sunday for our pregame egg hunt and kid shirt giveaway. Frisco Rough Riders baseball is back. Let's ride.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2020 of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Two nothing Frisco, still in front, and it's the right-hander George Kirby that remains on the mound. And I wasn't wrong, Zach Bigley is on the mic, but if he's okay with it, I'm going to do the bottom of the fourth inning.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I love that. Well, I appreciate it. Texas stretching their lead in Toronto. They begin the season across the border, and it's 6-0 Rangers. This is an offense that really struggled to produce at the major league club in Texas. It's good to see. It's the first game, but it's good to see. Righty-lefty to Dustin Harris, and the first pitch falls in, strike one.
There's nothing like first game overreactions in any sport.
Am I overreacting?
I mean, I'm not saying you're overreacting. Maybe it's a sign to come.
Maybe I'm not underreacting, though.
You're reacting.
Is that what you're saying? Yeah, I'm reacting. Hardy cut and miss from Harris. No balls and two strikes. You mentioned Josh Stowers, the first 2020 offensive member to wear Riders uniform. Speaking of 2020, Stussin Harris kid. 0-2. Hard hit and a chopper right into the midsection of Shiner. And he gets some assistance from Kirby for the putout. 3-1 for out number one. Dustin Harris, a lot of speed. 25 stolen bags in 27 attempts last season. That was compiled between low A down east and high A Hickory. But combined, the two levels of 327. 20 homers, 25 swipe bags. They're excited to see how, just at the age he is as well, how he fares at the double A level this year. Sixth ranked prospect in the system. Right on the first pitch, dies at the dish on a foul tip. 0-1. Here's the number four prospect in the Rangers system. Came over from New York last summer. As Joey Gallo departed, we've got his jersey hanging right here. At least we think it is. Had to give that one some love. 0-1 is popped in the air. Let's see how this goes. Rizzo comes over all the way, and it sneaks over the net. Oh, a youngster had it. The photographer going to take that one home.
He's looking for somebody to give it to.
I think so, too. I thought he'd give it to the kid.
All right, pockets.
No balls, two strikes to Ezekiel Duran. Personalities, too. He's fun. Just seeing these guys interact with each other, it's always exciting to see what type of attitudes and characteristics you'll have. CO2 missed outside, low. It's 1-2. And you could tell that these guys have spent the spring, most of them the spring together, but it didn't seem like a shy group of guys.
No, not at
when
all.
When we first saw him interact. 1-2. Tipped right back to the net.
Yeah, Duran, not a shy swinger either.
There
he gets
go.
Up there and hacks. 19 homers last year. High A, two different stops for Duran.
It's another bat. People are excited to see how it fares as Duran makes his double A debut tonight. 1-2. Wave and a miss on a dying pitch in the dirt. That's strike three. That's the fifth K of the night for George Kirby. Two gone, nobody aboard for Blaine Krim. John Gray working well in his first appearance. As we keep our tabs on the Rangers in action tonight in Toronto. Blue Jays still off the scoreboard. First pitch to Krim. It misses low and outside. Gray, two innings of work, three strikeouts, but 30 pitches and 21 of them locating the strike zone. Rangers currently no-hitting the Blue Jays on Gray's efforts. A ball and no strikes. Late swing for Krim, and he flares it over the net. The count evens up 1-1.
I think that's the biggest question with the Rangers this year is the pitching staff. I don't think anybody is questioning the lineup. But if John Gray can have a big season in his first season out of Coors, I think that's going to be monstrous for this team.
1-1. Wave and a miss to Krim.
This is an interesting year in the AL West too, Chris. I mean, you had the Astros who are kind of on their downturn. Correa obviously leaving to Minnesota. Mariners are up and coming right now. The Angels are always a question mark. The A's are always a question mark in more of a positive variety.
1-2. That bounces in front of Shiner. Count evens up.
So who knows? Rangers might surprise some people.
Well, you've got the Mariners with the finish to their season that they had last year. A lot of momentum in that system. And a youngster like Julio Rodriguez.
Yeah.
Breaks the opening day roster. And even with the Astros on a bit of a downturn, still the favorite. 2-2. Hard chopper towards short. Caballero is there for it and floats one to first for out number three. Three up, three down for the Riders. No runs on no hits, but they still lead 2-0. And it will be Zach Bigley you hear when we come back to Riders Field.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win!
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, then creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Good thing that dilemma's over. Good thing there's the patty melt at Whataburger.
Are you all about the long home runs?
That one is out of here!
Do you enjoy the big strikeout?
Strike three called. This one's over.
How about a dazzling defensive play?
Dives and makes the catch! Unreal!
Then come watch the Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field for all that and more.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Oh, my goodness.
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
How about this? It's opening day, and we have a starting pitcher going into the top of the fifth inning. Rough Riders enjoying a 2-0 lead on the back of a two-run home run from J.P. Martinez. And Cody Bradford is cruising right now through four innings, just two hits allowed. Working on three strikeouts, Joe Rizzo in from the left side against the fellow southpaw, who winds back and deals home. Breaking ball misses off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. Alongside Chris Jarrett, my name's Zach Bigley. Happy to have you along here on the first of 138 games in the Texas League season here in 2022. Bradford peels back and deals home the 1-0. Low off the outside edge, and it's two balls and no strikes. Rizzo bounced out to second his first time up, back in the second inning. A wide open stance from the left-handed batter. Hands above his helmet. 2-0. Fastball sneaks across the outside corner for a strike. 91-mile-an-hour heater there from Bradford, and it's two balls and one strike. Well, we've hinted at it a little bit throughout our talks in the beginning of this game. Swing and a miss. Hold a string on him on a breaking ball. It's two balls and two strikes. Cody Bradford is just the beginning of an absolutely filthy starting pitching rotation here in Frisco. 2-2. Soft grounder back to the hill, speared by Bradford down to his right knee level. Spins, throws to first, and gets him. And there's one away. Very nice play by Bradford. Wasn't hit particularly hard, but got back to Bradford pretty quickly. And really nice reaction. Glove side, able to reach down, grab it knee level. Able to spin and throw on to first for the out.
Well, and Chia tested him, a little chopper to end the fourth.
Yeah.
His at-bat against Marlowe to begin the fourth was longer than his entire third.
First pitch to Caden Polkovich is a strike in its own one. And Chris, we talking about that starting rotation. A lot of guys focusing on tomorrow. The 0-1. Fouled away, right side. In the air, and it's 0-2. It's a guy named Jack Leiter starting tomorrow.
Say again.
You may have heard of him. No? Okay, I'll tell you a little bit about him. He was the number two overall pick in last year's draft out of Vanderbilt. 0-2 pitch. High pop-up right side into the seats. Still 0-2. Number one prospect in the Rangers organization. He's the number 17 prospect in minor league baseball, according to MLB.com. And it's a pretty good fastball, I've heard.
Love it.
Here's the wind back in the 0-2. High with a fastball. One ball and two strikes.
Well, and Jared Gettert, too, just was asked about him, and he says he's professional. It seems like he's really wearing a lot of hype.
1-2. Soft liner into shallow right field, floating in there, and it finds some grass down the right field line. Martinez grabs it. Here goes Polkovich to second, and he's in there with a head-first slide. A double for Polkovich. First extra base hit tonight for the Travelers. 2-0 Frisco as we play in the top of the fifth inning. One out, and a runner on second now. First real threat of any kind for Arkansas tonight.
Well, and shake that one right off. If you're Cody Bradford, it was awkwardly hit. Just kind of, and just in between Krim and Stowers enough to make it
a long track for both of them and allow Polkovic, a guy with some speed apparently, to get to second.
He was hightailing over to second base and got in there ahead of the throw from Stowers. I said Martinez. It is Stowers out in right field. Patrick Frick stands in. A tall second baseman. Frick at 6'2". First pitch. Just inside off of Matt Watley's glove, and it's one ball and no strikes. A little double barrel action going out in the Riders bullpen right now. Avery Weems, the left-hander, getting loose. In addition to Nick Starr, the pitch. Misses low and inside. It's two balls and no strikes. So Starr, the right-hander, and Weems, the left-hander. Avery Weems is a starting pitcher for the Rough Riders, but he and Kevin Gowdy, who will figure into the rotation as we go forward, will get at least an inning today and tomorrow. 2-0. Misses high. It's three balls and no strikes. And we've seen the Rangers do that in the past, where they'll move around the rotation a little bit, get some guys some work in the bullpen. You never know what role you're going to fill at the next level. Always good to get that experience as a starter and as a reliever. Bradford looks back towards second, the 3-0. Fastball just inside. A rare four-pitch walk from Cody Bradford. And the nine-hole hitting Tanner Kerwer will have to wait for a mound visit as Matt Watley, the catcher, goes out there, joined by the middle infield. 2-0. Rough Riders lead it. Top of the fifth inning. Runners at first and second now with one out. And here comes manager Jared Gettert. We're going to get our first pitching change of the season. What a start for Cody Bradford. You don't often see guys go this far in their first start of the season here in the minors, but 4 1/3 innings for him. Gettert has yet to make the signal down to the bullpen, but you imagine it's coming. And there it is. He takes the ball from Cody Bradford, and we will step aside. 2-0 Frisco. Top of the fifth inning. We'll get our first look at Nick Comeback here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Friday and Saturday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders general manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Frisco Rough Riders hit the trail for their opening road series of 2022 with a six-game stretch against their South Division foe, the San Antonio Missions, affiliates of the San Diego Padres.
Strike three called. This one's over.
The Riders return to Frisco on Tuesday, April 19th to host the Northwest Arkansas Naturals, last year's Texas League champions. Tickets are sure to go fast. Visit ridersbaseball.com to secure yours today. Let's ride.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
First man out of the bullpen here in the 2022 season for the Rough Riders, it's Nick Starr. Starr spelled S-T-A-R-R. Southern Arkansas, native of Memphis, Tennessee. He faces Tanner Kerwer to start things off here in the fifth inning. It's 2-0 Rough Riders. And the book is not yet closed on Cody Bradford as he still has runners at second and first base. Kaden Polkovich, the man at second. Patrick Frick at first after he walked. Tanner Kerwer will face the right-hander Nick Starr. 6'3", 225, 25 years of age, making his double-A debut. Starr takes off his cap, places it against his chest, bows his head, and now climbs the hill. Righty-righty matchup. Rough Riders facing their first threat tonight. Starr dangles the ball off to his right. As his sign comes set,
Glove to a stop, about belly high, the pitch. Swinging a ground ball right side. That's past a diving Ornelas off of his glove into shallow right field. Polkovich around third. He comes in to score standing, and Arkansas is on the board. Tanner Kerwer greets Nick Starr with an RBI single into shallow right field off of Ornelas, who dove full length off to his left. It went off the tip of his glove. He was able to track it down in shallow right field, but he could not throw home in time to get Caden Polkovich, who came in. Patrick Frick up to second. And it's now 2-1. Rough Riders still lead, but Arkansas scores for the first time tonight. And that run is charged to Cody Bradford. He is still responsible for Patrick Frick at second. And top of the order now in Jose Caballero. The pitch. Fastball. Backs him off the plate. High and inside. And it's one ball and no strikes. Well, this inning kind of unraveled pretty quickly. It was a bloop double down the right side. Caden Polkovich. Four-pitch walk. That ended the night on Bradford. The pitch. One misses off the outside corner, and it's two balls and no strikes here on Caballero. And then a first-pitch single by Kerwer off the glove of Ornelas into right field. Starr from the stretch. Looks back towards second. Kick steals. Low and outside. Three balls, no strikes. Starr spent 2021 between down high A levels. Started in Down East, five dominant appearances. The offering, a swing and a miss. 3-0 green light from Caballero, and he cuts through it. It's 3-1. 5 1/3 innings, no runs, just one hit, 8 Ks in those five appearances for Down East, and then up to Hickory, where he had a sub-6 ERA. The offering in. Outside, ball four. Missed with the fastball at 92, and the bases are now loaded for Arkansas. Rough Riders out in front, 2-1 here in the top of the fifth inning. One run in for Arkansas. And Cade Marlowe steps in now. The center fielder 0-for-2 tonight. Pop out and a strikeout in his two chances. Starr trying to pitch out of a little bit of trouble, or I should say a lot of bit of trouble, here in the fifth. Starr deals. A check swing and a miss and a ball in the dirt. Marlowe fooled badly, and it's 0-1.
It's a tough spot for Starr the last time Marlowe at the plate. We mentioned 9-pitch at-bat. I think regardless of how this goes, if you're Cody Bradford, and we kind of talked about it, you got to be happy with how tonight went for the most part.
Absolutely. The pitch. Chopper to the right side. Ornelas fields. Only played a first. He throws that way. And he gets Marlowe. Run does come across to score as Frick comes home. And we're tied at 2. It was the second out of the fifth inning. As Kerwer goes to third. Caballero to second. Marlowe with the RBI ground out goes 4-3. Jake Shiner bats now. Two outs, top of the fifth inning, 2-2 game, Arkansas and Frisco. Both those runs charged to Cody Bradford, and now you can close the book on him. The pitch, swing and a miss. Good offering with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball in on the hands, and it's 0-1. Bradford's final line, 4 1/3 innings, 2 runs on 3 hits. Both runs were earned. 3 strikeouts and a walk. The offering, misses just inside. Count flattens at 1-1. You never want to focus too much on stats, of course, but this is definitely one of those starts that the product was much better than the result. The 1-1. This is off the outside corner in the dirt. 2-1. Bradford looked very good. Threw a lot of strikes through his first 4 innings and then gave up that bloop double earlier in this frame and then the 4-pitch walk. Both runs came in to score. Starr from the stretch, and he offers in the 2-1. Down in the dirt. Blocked by Watley as it ripped his mask off. Came up, got him up in the face. And 3 balls and 1 strike. Now on Shiner.
And Bradford entered the fifth with only 32 balls. He finishes 59 pitches, 39 strikes. 7 of those come here in this frame that he comes out for.
Yeah.
So nearly half. So you have to feel pretty good with really how you entered this inning. Had a first at-bat ground out.
3-1 pitch is hit up the middle on one hop. Ornelas backhands face high, throws on to first. Blaine Krim picks it out, and there's the final out of the fifth inning. For Arkansas, though, two runs come across on just two hits, no errors, and two runners left on base. We go to the home half of the fifth. We're halfway home. It's the Rough Riders 2, the Travelers 2, here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Rough Riders Baseball is back.
A swing and a drive, deep to right field. Forget about this one. Way out of here.
There isn't a better spot in North Texas where you can find a blend of fun, excitement, and baseball.
Strike three call. This one's over.
You don't want to miss a second of this exciting action.
And he makes the catch. What a grab. He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit us online at ridersbaseball.com for tickets or stay locked to the Riders Baseball Network and MILB.TV for all the exciting plays and drama of Rough Riders Baseball.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom five, 2-2 score between the Rough Riders and the Travelers here on opening day in 2022. Dio Edia starts it off for the Rough Riders against George Kirby, the starter, into his fifth inning of work, working on 53 pitches. He rocks back and fires home. Edia swings, tops it out to short. Caballero to his left, picks, long throw into first, and he gets him. One away on the... Brings Kellen Strom to the plate. Rough Riders with two runs on two hits, no errors. Arkansas, two runs, four hits, no errors today. Riders getting their offense on a two-run home run from J.P. Martinez in the third. Both runs coming across for the Travs in the top half of this frame, the fifth. One out, bases clear. First pitch on the way to Strom. Fastball outside, one ball, no strikes. Mentioned earlier, Strom went to high school with Justin Herbert, the Chargers quarterback. Strom was a very good football player himself. The 1-0. Low off the outside corner, and it's two balls and no strikes. Strom was a very talented receiver. Had a lot of D1 offers as a receiver at Sheldon High School in Eugene. The first three games of his senior year, as he was a year older than Justin, he caught 8 touchdown passes. The pitch. And slips just a bit inside. It's three balls, no strikes on the Riders' DH. But then Justin Herbert got hurt. So what did they do? They switched Kellen Strom over to quarterback. And all he did was win State Player of the Year and win the state title. The offering. Fastball, top of the zone in there for strike one. It's 3-1 now in Strom. He was committed to play baseball at the University of Oregon. He wasn't going to play football at the next level. Kirby issues in. Low and outside, ball four. The rare walk from George Kirby. Just his 16th career walk in the minors. And this is 25th start. And Jonathan Ornelas steps in now. Kellen Strom, after his senior year, he was invited to an all-star game in football. And he decided why not play one final game before going off to Oregon and playing baseball. Well, unfortunately, it was a decision that didn't necessarily play out well for Strom as he tore his ACL in that game. Here's the stretch from Kirby. And he fires home to the right-handed hitting Ornelas. Breaking ball in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. So instead of going to Oregon, he decided to go to local Lane Community College and redshirt there. Well, after redshirting there for a year, Oregon revoked his scholarship. So he went to San Jose State and became a very good baseball player there. The offering, a swing and a ground ball foul, third base side. And it's 0-2. Fast forward a few years, and Kellen Stroh trying to make a good impression in Double-A as he found his way aboard here on opening day with a walk in this fifth inning. One out, 2-2 game, bottom five. Ornelas behind in the count, 0-2. Kirby, glove at the belt. A tall right-hander deals. Breaking ball, low and inside. Tried to go with the front door curve and missed, and it's 1-2. What a gorgeous night here in Texas. Sun about to set as we have a nice pink hue all around the horizon. Sun sets off to our left from our perspective, the top Riders field. 1-2. Ornelas swings, fouls it back off the end of the bat, back behind home, and it's 1-2. Chris, I'm excited for you to see some nice baseball Texas sunsets.
Oh, see, I thought you were going to say I'm excited to see how you fare in the Texas heat.
Ah.
Because I'm excited to see that. I'm excited to see how some of these summer nights go.
How much would it cost me for you to wear a suit in August?
Let's do it.
Are you serious?
I got them down here, yeah.
All right, I'll bring a lot of water.
I'll just be sweat. That'd be fun.
Here comes the 1-2. High pop-up, right field, down the line. Tough play, long run, Deloche. And he can't get there. It drops in fair. Strom had to hold up to make sure it wasn't caught. He stops at second. Ornelas with a bloop single down the right field line. And the Riders are cooking here in the fifth with a couple aboard and one out.
And you might chalk that up to the wind there as well, because it looked like Deloche was tracking it for a while, and I can't tell when he gave up on it. He did not miss that by much. Well, that just dropped fair.
Yeah, no more than a foot. George Kirby gets a mound visit from his catcher and Chia as we're starting to see some action out of the Arkansas bullpen now.
Yeah, this is great for Frisco, for Kellen Strom. We hadn't seen at-bat start 3-0. We didn't think we really would with George Kirby, but he comes out for the fifth and is able to work the first walk allowed. And it's followed up by a hit. So good action here for a guy that's already had an extra bagger tonight.
Rough Riders with runners at first and second, one out, 2-2 game in the fifth. Here's Matt Watley. First pitch. Riders catcher takes low, and it's 1-0. Hitting in the ninth spot today, but he has a double. Came back in the third. Only time the Riders have been able to get to George Kirby before this inning. A double from Watley, then a two-run homer from J.P. Martinez, but Riders are trying to get Kirby out of the game and get to Braden Shipley, who's currently warming up out of the Arkansas bullpen. 1-0 toss. Swing and a miss. Busted him inside on his hands.
96.
Good fastball from Kirby. And he has that. He'll be in the upper 90s. He's touched 98 tonight. That nasty curveball.
He's coming up on 70 here, and that might be his number.
It's surprising to see 70 be his number here on opening day. He was on a very strict pitch count last year, and his time is called. Both him and Emerson Hancock, when Arkansas came here to Frisco in August last year, were on very strict pitch counts. Hancock now hurt, but he's another top prospect. The pitch. A swing and a soft grounder to the right side. Frick fields. A second baseman on to Caballero for one. Throw to first. Not in time. Gets away from Shiner. And that allows Strom to come in to score. Rough Riders take the lead 3-2 on a throwing error. Caballero got a good feed from the second baseman, Frick, but just threw it wide to the first base bag. Shiner had to dive off to his right, couldn't grab it. It got away, and Watley is safe at first base with an RBI.
That's tough for Kirby. Of course, Frisco, you'll take that. But the two earned runs came on one swing. And then his defense with a great double play chance, unable to come up with it. and that just might end the night for George Kirby, and it does.
It does. Colin Cowgill out of the dugout. Manager for Arkansas, and Kirby is done. So both starters head into the fifth inning. Both yield runs in said fifth inning and do not finish. We'll get our first look at Brayton Shipley when we come back. Rough Riders, a 3-2 advantage over Arkansas on opening night. Stick with us on Riders Baseball Network.
Now through the end of April, Riders fans have the opportunity to help decorate Riders Field and showcase their awesome artistic abilities. Thanks to Whataburger, Riders fans under the age of 12, four winners will be selected to have their masterpiece featured on the main concourse of Riders Field and a video board recognition at one home game during the season. For more information about the Whataburger Art Contest, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three called! This one's over!
Let's ride!
There's no better way to stay up to date with the 2022 season than with the Riders Report blog. With the Riders Report blog, stay caught up with the news around the Frisco Rough Riders and updates from around the rest of the Texas League. Catch exclusive feature stories and interviews with Riders players and coaches. Get an in-depth look around the Riders as well as the rest of the Rangers farm system with the Riders Report blog at ridersinsider.moblogs.com.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
George Kirby Dunn, a starter for Arkansas. He surrenders a run in the fifth inning. We're in the bottom half of the fifth. 3-2 advantage for the Rough Riders. And the first look at the first man out of the bullpen for Arkansas this season. It's Brayden Shipley. Shipley facing the top of the order. JP Martinez climbs in with two outs, runner at first. Rough Riders up 3-2. From the stretch, Shipley offers home. A bunt shown. Martinez bunts through it, taking his momentum up the first baseline, and it's 0-1. Shipley, quite obviously, making his first appearance here in the 2022 season. Back in 2016 with the Diamondbacks, former first-round pick. The pitch, a swing and a miss. Martinez out in front on an off-speed toss off the outside corner. And it's 0-2. Shipley pitched in parts of three seasons with the Diamondbacks in 2016, 2017, and 2018. He rocks back, fires. There goes Watley, swing and a miss. And that's strike three. Martinez down swinging. There's the first strikeout for Shipley on the first man he faces, and the side comes to a close in the fifth. But not before the Rough Riders get an unearned run to take a 3-2 advantage. We go to the top of the sixth. That's our score, 3-2 Rough Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three called! This one's over!
Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ballgame with friends and family. The suite life is the perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders dip back into their bullpen, leading 3-2. Nick Starr just threw two-thirds of an inning in the fifth. And now they turn to a guy who will be on the mound starting next week. Avery Weems makes his Rough Riders debut here in the sixth inning. Weems, Arizona native. Rough Riders very excited about him and the rest of the starting rotation. Left-hander is going to be a big part of that. Final line on Nick Starr tonight. He finished off that fifth inning after Bradford left. Two-thirds of an inning. No runs on one hit, a walk, no strikeouts, but he did allow both runs to score that were Bradford responsible. Avery Weems, the left-hander, faces Zach Deloach, a fellow left-hander, to start things off in the sixth. Weems with his shoulders square to the first base dugout. Works on the windup with nobody aboard. And he deals home. A swing and a miss and a good first pitch breaking ball. And it's 0-1. Weems, a draft pick originally of the White Sox back in 2019 in the sixth round out of Arizona. He nods yes at the sign from Watley. Peels and brings it home. A check swing and a miss. He went around on a pitch in the dirt off the outside corner. 0-2. Weems came over to the Rangers as part of the deal for Lance Lynn back in 2020. It was Dane Dunning and Avery Weems who came over to the Rangers. 0-2 on the way. Swing and a miss. Got him off the outside corner. Three consecutive breaking balls on Zach Deloach. One away in the sixth inning. Rough Riders out in front 3-2. Jake Anchia stands in now. 0-2 day for the catcher. Dane Dunning was really the big piece of that deal, but very pleasantly surprised with Avery Weems. He winds and fires home the first pitch. And Chia, a right-handed batter, swings, flares it down the right field line. Stowers comes in, can't get it. He has to play it on a hop. Base hit for Anchia. A softly hit line drive into right. That's three consecutive innings with base runners now for the Traps. Joe Rizzo, the third baseman in now. He's 0-2 tonight. Rough Riders 3, Arkansas 2, top of the 6th, one out. Weems threw a lot of innings last year. 20 appearances, 19 starts for Hickory at the high A level. First offering, low off the outside corner. One ball, no strikes. A 5.06 ERA, but a lot of strikeouts. 124 and 85 and a third innings for Avery Weems. He works from the stretch and delivers in the 1-0 pitch. Fastball on the outside edge for a strike, and the count flattens out at 1-1. Those 124 strikeouts were second in the Rangers system. To Cody Bradford, the man who started this game for the Rough Riders. 1-1. Swinging a liner down the left field line. This one's trouble. It's down and scoots past Harris all the way to the wall. And Chia flying around third. He's getting the wave on home. And there's no relay to the plate. He comes in to score, and we're tied at 3. Joe Rizzo with an RBI double. 3-3 ball game here in the sixth.
It was a tough ball to dig out for Harris, I think, deep down the left field line.
Got right into the corner.
It's a catcher there picking him up and putting him down.
Yeah.
Showing the speed.
Good looking wheels from Anchia. Here's Caden Polkovich now, right-handed batter against the lefty. Look back towards second. Weems pitches. A swing and a high pop-up right side that drifts its way into the seats. 0-1. Rough Riders with Cody Bradford today as their starter. Jack Leiter will get the start tomorrow, the number one Rangers prospect. And a guy who a lot of people in the organization really like, but fans may not know a lot about, starts on Sunday. And that's Cole Reagans. Cole Reagans was hitting reportedly 97 in spring training. Has one of the best changeups in the system. Here's the set. And Weems looks back towards second, the 0-1. A swing and a tapper foul back behind home, 0-2. A lot of people excited about Leiter, Chris, but Reagan's a guy who may explode a little bit in the Rangers system this year.
And he said this is probably one of the most exciting rotations he's ever been a part of. And that's saying something for a guy that has been through as much as he has, but the staffs he's been on.
Weems readies. The 0-2. Fouled off of Watley's glove. Still 0-2. And Weems going to be a big factor of that. Rotation looks like it's going to be Cody Bradford, Jack Leiter, Cole Reagans, as we mentioned. That's this weekend. And then it'll be a six-man rotation. Here's the set. And Weems delivers home the 0-2. Flips it outside. And it's one ball and two strikes. 95 miles an hour there on the fastball. Zach Kent will most likely go on Tuesday in Game 1 in San Antonio. And then it'll be Justin Slayton and Kevin Gowdy to fill it out. 1-2. Maneuver, sliding over on his knees to the left to block it. 2-2. 3-3 ball game. Top of the sixth inning, one run in. One out for Arkansas. Outfield shaded slightly to pole. Weems, glove at the belt. 2-2. Down and in. Watley blocks. Three balls, two strikes. Really good crowd on hand, waiting for postgame fireworks presented by Dr. Pepper. We'll also have postgame fireworks tomorrow. There'll be a pennant giveaway for Division Champions Weekend, celebrating the 2021 Division Championship. And then T-shirt giveaway on Sunday, 4:05 start, to finish off this three-game mini-series against Arkansas. Starting off 2022. We're off and running. Great to have baseball back. Weems, the 3-2. Down and in, ball four. So after the first batter's strikeout, single, double, walk. Puts runners at first and second. One run in here in the sixth. 3-3 game. Patrick Frick in the eight hole stands in from the right side.
And Zach, just a tough result to what started as a really good at-bat for Weems. A couple pitches that he fouled off, but sitting 0-2. And nothing that Polkovich enticed him, really. Just sat back and watched four miss low, mostly.
He fires home the initial toss. It's low and inside. It's one ball and no strikes. And a lot of that, very, very small misses. Polkovich, as you mentioned, fouled off the first three pitches. Had him 0-2 and then just fought back. Weems 1-0. Slips high and outside, 2-0. There is action out in the Riders' bullpen. Two guys swarming up.
Two more, yeah. It's Justin Slayton and then Grant Anderson, right? It's been exclusively southpaws tonight for Frisco.
Cody Bradford, Nick Starr, and Avery Weems. The readies and the 2-0. Fastball fits onto the outer edge, knee level for a strike, 2-1. Arkansas has now had base runners in three consecutive innings. If you're just joining us, the Rough Riders got on the scoreboard first in the third on a two-run home run from J.P. Martinez at the top of the order. Arkansas fought back with two in the top of the fifth. Weems with the 2-1. Down low and inside, skips away from Whatley, though he quickly pounces on it off to his left and keeps the runners at bay. 3-1 now on Patrick Frick. Riders nabbed the lead right back in the fifth inning. Run scored on an error on a potential double play. A throwing error from Jose Caballero, the shortstop, allowed Kellen Strom to come in to score. And then here in the top of the sixth inning, Arkansas has tied it up. Weems delivers in the 3-1. Fastball strike at the bottom of the zone. We're full at 3-2. Three runs, three hits, no errors for the Rough Riders. Arkansas, three runs, six hits, and one error tonight. Frick, 0-1. Walked and scored. The 3-2. Swinging a ground ball, first baseline, and foul. Still three balls, two strikes. Frick was the last man that Cody Bradford saw in his start. Four-pitch walk to him before exiting. It's a thing about the initial part of the season every year. It's going to be a lot of bullpen guys, but not very often do you see both opening day starters work into the fifth, but that's what we saw tonight. 3-2 again. Grounded foul back behind home. We'll do it again. Cody Bradford, Jack Leiter is getting the start tomorrow. Well, he's going to have a good mound opponent on the other end as well. Levi Stout is the number 7 prospect in the Mariners organization. Part of a very, very talented Mariners organization. As when Emerson Hancock comes back, he'll probably start here as well. He's currently injured. A 3-2. Grounded down the third baseline and foul. Still three balls, two strikes. This will be the ninth pitch of the at-bat to Frick. Once Hancock comes back, Arkansas is going to have the three top pitching prospects in the Mariners organization.
Man, it's a staff that in last year's AA Central was right there with Frisco in a number of categories.
Yep, 1-2 in ERA last year.
Yeah.
And their rotation when they came into Frisco in August was just ridiculous. Matt Brash was not necessarily a nobody, but not a top 10 prospect. And he almost no-hit the Rough Riders. Josh Young had a single with one out in the sixth inning of the first game of a doubleheader to break up what would have been a seven-inning no-hitter. Ended up going seven-inning complete game, just one hit allowed with nine strikeouts in that one. 3-2 still on Frick. And Weems delivers. Swinging a soft grounder out to short. Duran has it. Flips on to second for one. Throw to first. Krim can't dig it out on a low throw. Gets away down the right field line. And that allows Rizzo to come in to score. Arkansas grabs a 4-3 lead. Ornelas with a low throw onto first. Krim on an in-between hop had a tough play ahead of him, and he couldn't pick it. Able to get a glove on it, but kind of caromed off the side of his glove up the right field line. And that brings Jared Gettert out of the dugout. And he's going to go get Avery Weems. So Weems can't work out of the sixth inning on a strict pitch count himself, with him most likely going to get some starts later on next week. Dip into the bullpen again. 4-3, Arkansas out in front of Frisco. One out here at the top of the sixth inning. We'll return after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Future is here with MILB.TV.
Forget about this one. That ball is gone.
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
The Riders have blown it open here in the seventh.
Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games.
from over 100 minor league baseball teams live or on demand.
Leaps, and he makes the catch! Oh my goodness!
Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code RUFFRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription.
He's gonna come in to score, and the Riders walk it off! The RUFFRIDERS win their 11th in a row, a franchise record!
Visit MILB.tv for details today.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Fourth pitcher tonight for the Rough Riders. We're in the top of the sixth inning, a 4-3 advantage for Arkansas. Grant Anderson takes over. Anderson spelling Avery Weems, who started this inning, got the first two outs. Anderson, a returner from last year, side armor from the right side. Tanner Kerwer in the ninth spot, the first man he faces. Again, Arkansas 4-3 out in front of Frisco. Anderson from the stretch, right-hander closed off, glove near his chin. He fires. Frisbee slider misses way outside, and it's one ball and no strikes. Kerwer, an RBI single his last time out. It's one for two today. Anderson delivers home. Fastball upstairs, 2-0. Beaumont, Texas native Anderson stands 6 foot, 180 pounds, 24 years old. He was a big part of the bullpen in the second half for the Rough Riders. Here's the set. 2-0, 3-0 to start things off against Kerwer. Anderson started in Hickory, 27 and a third innings there. Came up to Frisco, 27 and a third innings here. The pitch. High and inside, ball four, a four-pitch walk to start off his 2022 season. Frick down to second. Runners at first and second with two down here at the top of the sixth inning. 4-3, Travelers out in front. We flip the lineup card back over. Jose Caballero steps in. Anderson pitched a lot better than his numbers might tell you. 6.91 ERA in his 20 appearances with the Rough Riders. From the stretch, a righty-righty matchup. First offering. Slider misses low and outside, and it's 1-0. Anderson gave up his fair share of hits. It was really his downfall. And he got some really good swing and miss as well. Here's the set. And he slings in the 1-0. Fastball. Sears across the outside edge. A called strike. 1-1. This bullpen is going to be very talented for the Rough Riders this year. A few guys returning. Anderson and Furuzuna are two of the big names. The 1-1. Slider on the inside corner. Front door to him, and it's 1-2. Both guys looking to bounce back from rough second halves with Frisco in 2021. Anderson would love to get out of this sixth inning right here. Glove next to the chin, the 1-2. Slider outside. Two balls, two strikes. Rough Riders welcoming back 14 players on this roster from last year. It's one of the odd things about 2021. With no baseball in 2020 in the minors, Rough Riders only had two returners from 2019 squad in 2020. Expected, of course. You want guys to move up.
Absolutely. Well, and how about the success they had out of the gate, too? So yeah. Great to see that with really not, as time is called, not as much experience returning that you typically see. He had a lot of success from Hickory where guys did continue to move up the ladder. But a really hot start in the first batch of months for Frisco last season.
2-2. Here she comes. Low and outside, 3-2. The Rough Riders' only returners were Tyler Phillips and Ryan Doro. Blake Bass did join about a week into the season, so that was three returners overall. And as you mentioned, the hot start they got off to, 36-17 through July 3rd, the best record in minor league baseball in 2021. The 2-2. High, and it was the 3-2. It's high for ball four. So another walk, back-to-back free passes issued by Anderson, loads the bases up for Cade Marlowe. 4-3, Arkansas leads here in the top of the sixth inning.
Zach, no walks from Bradford, or really from Frisco in the first four frames, and now five in the last two.
Yeah, Bradford walked the last man he faced. That's kind of opened the floodgates. The pitch on the way. Inside, one ball, no strikes. This is the eighth man up for Arkansas in the inning. Two runs are in, and they lead 4-3. Anderson from the stretch, and the right-hander to the lefty. Swing and a miss. Elevated fastball at 93 miles an hour, and it's 1-1. Marlowe 0-3 today. Pop out, strikeout, RBI ground out in his three trips. Time called. Bags packed full of trash. You mentioned the walks, or the lack thereof, through the first four innings. The pitch. A strike. Gorgeous backdoor breaking ball, and it's 1-2. As you might expect, not a lot of base traffic as well through those first four innings, and now a whole lot through the last two. Only two base runners through the first four innings. 1-2, swinging a fly ball deep down the right field line, hooking and foul. Home run distance,
yep.
But well foul to the right of the Lazy River.
You mentioned the base traffic. How about the bottom of the order? 10 guys aboard. Just one error in the last two innings. But eight of those 10 have come from hitters 5 through 9.
The 1-2 again. Down low and inside. Two balls, two strikes.
Only production you've seen is from the shortstop Caballero that's walked twice. He's at first now. But it's been the bottom stretch of the card for the Travelers that have produced.
That usually leads to success. It's led to a 4-3 advantage for them here in the sixth inning. Bases full, 2-2, two outs. Anderson, and time called. Marlowe taking control of the pace of this at-bat. A left-hander, hands just below the shoulders. 2-2 on the way. Soft tapper out in front of home. Watley gets rid of the mask, pounces on it. The catcher delivers a throw onto first and gets him for the final out of the sixth inning. Two runs do come across, though, on two hits, an error, and three left on the base paths. Arkansas 4, Rough Riders with 3 runs tonight, looking to add on in the bottom of the sixth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you all about the long home runs?
That one is out of here!
Do you enjoy the big strikeout?
Strike three call, this one's over.
How about a dazzling defensive play?
Dives and makes the catch!
Yeah.
Unreal!
Then come watch the Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field for all that and more.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off!
For tickets and information, visit 72-334-1993. Let's ride!
Oh my goodness!
Are pests bugging you? Have you tried getting rid of pests on your own? Let the trained professionals at ABC Home and Commercial Services take care of your home and business and keep the pests away for good. From roaches, ants, rodents, mosquitoes, termites, and more, the family-owned ABC can handle any pest problem you have. ABC has taken care of Texas homes and businesses for over 70 years. Contact us today at goanteater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's about who we are.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field. Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run. Let's ride.
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders down by a run as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's 4-3 Arkansas. Brandon Shipley, after recording the final out of the fifth, is back out to face 2-3 and 4. It's Josh Stowers, Dustin Harris, and Ezekiel Duran. Shipley, the former big leaguer from the stretch, and the righty fires home. Stowers takes a slider on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Stowers also a right-handed hitter, 0-2 tonight in his 2022 debut. A strikeout, and he bunted into an out as well. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Fishing off the outside corner on a ball in the dirt. It's 0-2. Josh Stowers had a really good season last year. You can look at the 2020 and see the batting average at around 220 and say that he didn't. Well, that's pretty misleading. The pitch off the outside edge, and it's one ball and two strikes. Stowers got off to a ridiculously slow start, and it was really just how unfair baseball is. It was very unfair to Josh Stowers in the beginning of the season last year. Here's the offering home. Just misses inside, and it's two balls and two strikes. If you look at his month by month, right at the beginning of June, Stowers caught fire. In May, he hit just 069. Then in May, an over 1,000 OPS. From a 400 OPS to an over 1,000 OPS from month to month. The 2-2. Outside. Three balls, two strikes. And so for a guy like Stowers, you really hope that he can get off to a hot start. And those end-of-the-season numbers are going to be more reflective on the entire season.
You certainly hope so, and you go through that. But it's great to see how he bounced back and was able to just put that behind him and continue to play baseball.
Payoff pitch. He swings, sends a drive to center field. Marlowe racing back to the warning track, still going, and he makes the catch. Ball just kept drifting back. Marlowe able to track it down and got a step from the wall onto the warning track. Stowers just missed his first home run of 2022, and there's one away here in the sixth inning.
Boy, and I thought that would go, Zach. You look at the flags above the batter's eye, and they lay there. So there's not that much wind. There's certainly not as much as we had of 18, almost 20 mile an hour at first pitch.
Yeah, stark contrast from about 2 hours ago. Dustin Harris climbs in from the left side now with one out in the 6-4-3 Arkansas leads. First pitch. Breaking ball in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Harris, an 0-for-2 debut in AA. Pop out to the catcher and a ground out to first. 0-1. Swing and a miss. 0-2. Harris exploded onto the scene last year, coming over in the Mike Minor deal. He had himself a 2020 season as well. Won Rangers Minor League Player of the Year, the Tom Grieve Minor League Player of the Year Award. 0-2. Takes low in the dirt. One ball, two strikes. And watching him the last couple days in practice, that swing is smooth, it's easy, and the ball just explodes off his bat.
It is really easy, and you can tell physically he still looks young but has a great stature.
1-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Changeup off the outside corner. Got him out in front. It's the second strikeout for Brandon Shipley, and there are two outs here in the sixth.
But, Zach, the Rangers are testing him to start this season. They're really comfortable defensively as a corner infielder where he shined last year. Didn't commit one error at first base. And they say, we need you to play outfield. There's a lot of talent that Frisco advertises in the infield to start the year.
First pitch to Ezekiel Duran, way outside. Breaking ball slipped out of Braden Shipley's hand, and it's one ball and no strikes.
This guy Duran, one of them.
Yep.
But they say, we need you to play the outfield. And he's got a lot of speed, and Dustin Harris, he can do it. Curious to see how he adapts and is able to overcome that.
A 1-0. Swing and a foul straight back. And it's one ball and one strike. It's remarkable how the cleats stay on Durant's feet. It's, I mean, big swings is an understatement. He's almost falling over after every swing. One ball and one strike on him. The pitch. This is low, and it's two balls and one strike.
He's got the white Nikes on with the gold swoosh.
What do you think?
Outlined in black. It's a great look with okay. With the cream unis.
Two and one on him. Two outs here in the sixth, 4-3 Arkansas. The pitch. Swinging a fly ball out to left field. Hit pretty well. Kerwer under it. Just shy of the warning track. Makes the catch. Boy, it seemed like it may have had a chance to carry a little bit further. Got up there. No wind. And just off the end of the bat. Side retired here in the sixth on base. 1-2-3 frame for Shipley in relief. And it's 4-3 Arkansas to the seventh, where Chris Jarrett will take over on the mic when we return here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, sports fans. Do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here with MILB.TV.
Forget about this one. That ball is gone.
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
The Riders have blown it open here in the seventh.
Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games, from over 100 minor league baseball teams live or on demand.
Leaps, and he makes the catch. Oh, my goodness.
Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code RUFFRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit MILB.TV for details today.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back inside Riders Field, and no action in the scoring department for the Riders. So they will send the right-hander Justin Slayton out on the mound for the first time this season to try and keep it a one-run Arkansas Travelers lead. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley back with you from Frisco, Texas. Bit of a shark that's been sweeping really from the left side across the diamond to the right pole the entire night. Hasn't affected things too much. And it will warm up in no time, don't you worry. Again, the right-hander Justin Slayton making his 2022 debut. Excited to see him get to work as he'll face Jake Shiner the first pitch. And it breezes him inside for ball one. Shiner, a base hit in his first at-bat, but 0 for 2 cents on a pair of groundouts. Next offer is in there for a called strike one. It's an even count. Arkansas sending 3-4-5, and Shiner, DeLoach, and the catcher and Chia to the plate. Here as we start the seventh, 1-1. Well, that just misses outside. Count works in the favor of the first baseman, Shiner. Two balls and a strike. Righty-righty matchup. Slayton fires. Misses outside. It's now 3-1. Slayton, one of the three Texas natives that Zach mentioned earlier in tonight's broadcast from Longview, Texas. 3-1. That misses. Ball four. The trend of the walks continue, unfortunately, for Frisco. That's the sixth walk in the last two innings, this one being the third, but no outs recorded yet. And the seventh starts with a five-pitch walk to the first baseman, Shiner, his second time aboard tonight.
Hey,
first time tonight that Arkansas puts the leadoff man aboard. Righty-lefty. First pitch just misses inside to the right fielder, Zach DeLoach. A ball and no strikes. Next offer. Tipped at the plate. That'll even up the count. At a ball and a strike. Slayton was taken in the third round by the Rangers. Kept our eyes on the Rangers score earlier. Toronto is on the board. It was a no-hitter for John Gray through a few frames. Next pitch. Bounces in front of Watley. He rips the mask off but keeps it in front of him. Now two balls and a strike. But still Rangers in front. 7-3, they open their season in Toronto. Here's some responses from the crowd for Zach DeLoach. And Zach mentioned earlier, we talked about it, but a native of the Colony, Texas, not far at all down the road. Next pitch, that's in there. Gun reads 94 from Slayton. Evens up the count at two balls and two strikes. Another top three rounder was DeLoach in 2020's five-round draft. He was taken in the second round out of Texas A&M. Pretty solid debut professional year last year. Next pitch, a rip and a miss for strike three. There's the first out for Justin Slayton and his first strikeout of the season. Second time tonight, DeLoach retired on strikes, and there's one gone. Just got him with the high heat.
We were talking about it earlier. We're going to see some starters getting some innings, and Slayton, as you mentioned, one of those guys. This is really good to see if those innings in, get some work in before that full start. Everyone's trying to work up a little bit.
First pitch to the catcher, Jake Anchia's in there for strike one.
I mentioned the trend of the walk continuing.
Yeah.
That first at-bat walk to Shiner. Good to see him come back with a strikeout and pump in a strike on the first pitch of the next batter.
0-1. Flared opposite way and sprayed foul. Pinballs around the seats. Slayton in the driver's seat, 0-2.
And then after that walk, Chris, he goes 2-0 to DeLoach. Now it's been five straight strikes.
Shiner at first. Again, the first time tonight the leadoff man for Arkansas put aboard. Next pitch. Called strike three. Hung it in there in a backwards K. And back-to-back strikeouts for Slayton. Two gone. Made quick work of the catcher and Chia. And after the five-pitch walk to Shiner, right back in good shape with back-to-back strikeouts. Here's the third baseman, Joe Rizzo. Slayton extends. He'll go glove over his head. About touch the back of his neck. Righty-lefty, the first pitch misses, low ball one. Rizzo had the RBI double back in the sixth inning. And then came in to score on the E4, the Patrick Frick at-bat. Frick still 0-1, a walk and scored in the fifth, and then an E4 in the sixth. 1-0. That misses low, and Watley stays busy. Slides to protect the low breaking ball, and it evens up the count at a ball and a strike. Top of the seventh from Riders Field. It's Arkansas still leading 4-3. They hold the advantage in the hit column as well. 6 for the Travelers to the Riders, 3. 2-0. Hard chopper right side to the second baseman, Ornelas. He's there for it. Throw to first is in time for out number 3. First at-bat walk is squandered by back-to-back Ks for Justin Slayton. One swinging, one looking, and then Rizzo with a chopper to end action in the top of the seventh. Stretch time from Riders Field, and Frisco with work to do. They trail 4-3 on opening night.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
There's no better way to stay up to date with the 2022 season than with the Riders Report blog. With the Riders Report blog, stay caught up with the news around the Frisco Rough Riders and updates from around the rest of the Texas League. Catch exclusive feature stories and interviews with Riders players and coaches. Get an in-depth look around the Riders as well as the rest of the Rangers farm system with the Riders Report blog at Riders Insider.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Stretch time is over. Back to the action to the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Devin Sweet, the new man out of the mound, as we are back for the home half of the seventh inning. 4-3 Arkansas in front of Frisco. On opening night, it's Friday, April 8th, 2022. And just about a quarter to nine Central Daylight Time. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley picking back up with the action as the Riders have some work to be done. Only three hits tonight, but it's brought in three runs. First pitch from Devin Sweet, the right-hander, pumps it in there. First strike one. Frisco sending Krim, Edius and Strom to the plate on the new pitcher's sweep. 0-1. Misses low and outside. It's a ball and a strike. Arkansas has benefited from clean pitching changes throughout tonight's game. 1-1. Wave and a miss. Sweep back in front. A ball and two strikes. Really, aside from the departure of George Kirby, with runners aboard and two outs. 1-2. Missed low. Two balls and two strikes. Braden Shipley came in. Three pitches. Martinez retired on strikes. Patrolled the six in 1-2-3 fashion. 2-2. That missed inside at the knees of Krim. Now a full count. Three balls, two strikes. The walks have been an issue for Frisco's staff tonight. Six that they've allowed in the last three frames. 3-2. Ripped in the air to left field. That'll fall in nicely for a leadoff single. Krim takes a big turn at first base, but he's got his first hit of the season. The Riders in business in the seventh.
Just the second hit since that home run in the third inning by J.P. Martinez for the Riders. You're going to see a lot of that from Krim. Hard contact. It's really rare that any of his hits come softly. He hits the ball hard, he squares it up, and he'll send him out of the ballpark pretty frequently as well. But good to see him get on board with his first hit.
Righty-righty to Dio Edius, the first pitch. Catches the inner portion for a called strike one. The new pitcher we mentioned is Devin Sweet, 25-year-old at 5'11", from Greensboro, North Carolina. 0-1, just missed as Sweet tried for the same spot. Even count with Blaine Krim at first base, a leadoff base hit into the outfield. Woke up Tanner Kerwer, as Zach mentioned. Just a second hint since the third for Frisco. 1-1, that's low, and it evades Shiner for the moment. Grimm staying put at first base. Arias in front, two balls and a strike. Nobody out in the bottom of the seventh. What can Frisco make in the late innings? Try and tie this game or even put themselves back in front. They led 2-0 after the third. Arkansas answered right back with two in the top of the fifth. Tied the game up at the time. 2-1 pitch. Hard hit ground ball towards the third baseman, Rizzo. He turns to second for one. Throw to center at first base. Arias will scatter back to the bag. Grimm is cut down at second. But a throwing error from the second baseman, Frick, will put Arias right back in Grimm's spot at first base. There's one gone for Kellen Strom.
What a great play by Jake and Chia, the catcher, backing up behind first, not allowing Arias to go to second. And Chris, that probably won't go as an error just because Anchia was back there, so Arias didn't actually advance. Still, it's been something about the relay throw from second to first on potential double plays tonight. We haven't seen a clean one yet. I think that's three balls that have been thrown away.
First pitch to Strom, misses. He's in front, a ball and no strikes. Two at-bats for Strom, but he's 0-for-1 with a strikeout in the third. He was walked and came in to score on the only error that stays on the scoreboard, Matt Watley, a chopper. Next pitch. They'll say that Strom went around. Count evens up at a ball and a strike. Let's get more on the pitcher, Devin Sweet, who was with three different teams in his pro debut summer. Started in the complex. And then broke the Northwoods League. 2-1 pitch. Gets away from the catcher, Shiner. And Arias will scatter to second base. And now in scoring position, just with one out in the bottom of the seventh. Good spot for Kellen Strom to make something of the bottom of the seventh. See the replay. Shiner put himself in a good spot. Got down to the knees, but the ball off the dirt didn't get the bounce that the catcher Shiner anticipated. Just went right through the five hole. Little hockey for you.
Frozen Four's going on.
We won't talk about it. 3-1, and Strom way down, loads up the count. One gone in the bottom of the seventh, and it was Michigan that fell to Denver in the Frozen Four semifinals in overtime. Can't turn the puck over in your own zone, Zach.
Tough week.
You just can't
for Chris.
Do it. Oh, don't talk about it. 3-2, chop foul, third baseline. Devin Sweet is from North Carolina. And in 2018, he finished his season with the Clinton Lumber Kings in the Midwest League. No longer members of what is again the Midwest League, last year High A Central. So happy that league names are restored. And he finished the season with the A-advanced Modesto Nuts last year. 3-2. Wave and a miss. Strike three. Strom goes down on strikes for the second time tonight. There's two gone. Time for Johnny Ornelas. Eight hitter on Frisco's card tonight. He had a base hit back in the fifth. Righty-righty matchup for the Riders' second baseman and an RBI chance with two gone. First pitch. Runs in there but misses a little high. 92 from Devin Sweet for ball one. One for two night for Johnny. Here comes a 1-0. Misses low, and again, Shiner stays busy as he has to drop down to block it. Gives Arias a check at second base. Two balls, no strikes, and Ornelas will step out from the right side. He knows what's at stake for his home crowd on opening night. Riders have not had many RBI chances in this ball game tonight. Matter of fact, they've had one, and it was J.P. Martinez with the two-run homer. Ornella's sitting 2-0. The pitch home. Runs up high. Three balls and no strikes. And now it's Sweet's turn to take a moment. Deer spent every bit of the 2021 season with the Travs. 25 appearances, 13 starts. 3-0's in there. And the count works to 3-1. 93 strikeouts in 79 and two-thirds. But 29 walks and 81 hits allowed. Batters averaging a 260. But the double-A debut, 3-1. Nips the bottom edge of the zone. Count is full, three balls, two strikes. For the third time in the bottom of the seventh, an at-bat running 3-2. Sweet with the pants rolled up to his knees. A long look down, he comes set. 3-2, popped up. This will stay in the infield. Matter of fact, it drifts behind home plate all the way to the extended track. Shiner with the mask off, hauls it in and makes a catch. And an RBI chance missed for the Riders, and they trail 4-3. We go to the eighth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Deep to right field. Forget about this one. Way out of here.
There isn't a better spot in North Texas where you can find a blend of fun, excitement, and baseball.
Strike three called. This one's over.
You don't want to miss a second of this exciting action.
And he makes the catch. What a grab. He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit us online at ridersbaseball.com for tickets or stay locked to the Riders Baseball Network and MILB.TV for all the exciting plays and drama of Rough Riders Baseball.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993. Let's rock!
Now through the end of April, Riders fans have the opportunity to help decorate Riders Field and show Whataburger. Riders fans under the age of 12 can submit their artwork by April 29th. Four winners will be selected to have their masterpiece featured on the main concourse of Riders Field and a video board recognition at one home game during the season. For more information about the Whataburger Art Contest, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
For Ozuna time on the mound. We rock our way back and start the eighth from Riders Field. Hey, it's opening night. We're so excited to be back with baseball. Ozuna continues to warm up.
What'd you miss most?
Oh, man. Well, just taking in the smells of the ballpark, probably the food for the most part. We haven't eaten for both today. Yeah, I think we're both hungry. Just the crowds, man, and the excitement. Yeah. It all adds in. And just seeing the AAA clubs get back into the swing of things and seeing pro baseball get back activated, it's been a blast. I'm Chris Jarrett. That's Zach Bigley. We'll be your broadcast crew for the Frisco Rough Riders all summer long. Here's Caden Polkovich as Ozuna throws his first pitch of the night. Misses outside, ball one. Ozuna, a part of Frisco for all of last year. One-oh. Looked like same spot, left it outside. Two balls, no strikes to Polkovich. Had to undergo his second Tommy John surgery. 3 years to the month apart. 2-0. Again outside. Three balls, no strikes as Ozuna tries to get himself warmed up out on the mound for the first time this season. Right back our way. just ran below the outstretched overhang in front of us, and it's three balls and a strike. Awesome story that it sounded like you had a great chance to talk to Ozuna last year about his road to pro baseball.
Yeah, really just an incredible success story, even just to be here at this level at AA. You mentioned he was with the Rough Riders all season last year.
3-1. That's in there. Full count.
Long story short, because it is a long, incredible story. He was an infielder in the Diamondbacks organization, became a minor league free agent, and Ozuna went back to his native Dominican Republic to work out, try and get re-signed. His coach said, have you ever thought about throwing off of the mound?
3-2. Thought about. And Polkovich did not go around. A tight miss of the zone, but Ozuna walks the first batter face tonight. And the eighth inning begins how we've seen the last few innings go. Seventh inning started off with a leadoff walk for the Travs, as does the eighth. Second time tonight that Polkovich has been put aboard via base on balls. It's the seventh walk allowed by the Riders staff since the fifth. First pitch to Patrick Frick. That's a call, strike one.
Chris, just to put a button on that story, yeah. Long story short, he ended up throwing 100 off the mound. Tried out for a few teams, signed with the Rangers, and then just 12 innings into his pro debut, he underwent Tommy John surgery again.
0-1. Missed low.
That was in 2019, and then obviously no baseball in 2020, and then started out in AA in 2021. So hopefully a good resurgence here for Ozuna. Still trying to learn how to pitch, and one of the most jolly and nice guys you'll ever run across.
Break even. And Frick goes around on the offer. It's now a ball and two strikes to the second baseman. Arkansas sending 7-8-9 to the plate in the top of the eighth inning. If you missed any of our action, Frisco took the lead in the bottom of the third thanks to a Matt Watley home run. And then two from Arkansas in the fifth and two. Chop foul. Skips between the legs of Frick and goes behind home plate. Count stays 1-2. So two in the fifth and sixth for Arkansas despite Frisco putting one up on the board in the fifth inning. And retaking the lead, it was two more for the Travs in the sixth to put themselves back in front. We haven't moved. 1-2. Missed low and in. Even count of two balls and two strikes. Cody Bradford went 4 1/3. Entered the fifth inning and retired the first batter faced. Two balls, two strikes from Ozuna. Called strike three. Frick striding out of the box from the right side. He knew it. He let a good one go and a backwards K. The first strikeout of the year for Ozuna. One gone. Top of the eighth. Great action.
Great action. You'd see it just dancing off the outside corner and at the last moment darting right onto the edge. That's a perfect pitch from Ozuna.
Bottom of the card and Tanner Kerwer. First pitch, a late rip and miss for strike one.
I think that's going to be the difference in Ozuna's season is that changeup. He was a lot of fastball slider last year. I mean, if you're going to throw that pitch like you just did, you're going to have a lot of success. Right on the outside edge to a right-handed batter. But really just impressive stuff. And if that changeup is that good, then he's going to have a lot more success this year than he did in the second half last year.
There's the first throw to first of the night.
Just about to say that, yeah.
I beat you to it, Zach. No balls and a strike. Oh, and it hits Kerwer. Ozuna let one go. And a quick run to first for the left fielder, Tanner Kerwer, that went down on strikes in the third, but has reached base in his last three at-bats. How about an RBI single in the top of the fifth? And now he gets plunked by a pitch from Ozuna in the top of the eighth. So, two aboard, top of the card, and Jose Caballero. We've mentioned walks. He's been walked in his last two trips to the plate. Righty-righty matchup for Ozuna as he finds himself in a bit of a spot. One gone atop the eighth. 4-3 Travs from Riders Field. First pitch to the shortstop. Ooh, and it missed. Riders fans behind home plate like the look of that one. Hey, let's take you around the Texas Rangers system. Down East played their first contest tonight. They fell to Carolina by a score of 6-3. 1-0. Missed outside. So the Wood Ducks effectively starting their season. They're underway. Hickory's in a tight one against Winston-Salem. They trailed 3-0 into the top of the six. But wild action ensued. Next offer. That gets away from Watley. Both runners advance. Polkovich down to third, and Kerwer safely pulls into second on a ball that just got away from Watley. He'll take the chance to have a quick word with Ozuna. As we say that, Frisco bullpen just starting to show a bit of life. Guys getting up and padding up. Nothing for Arkansas. And now the infield creeps in defensively for Frisco. Caballero pumping the bat, waving it out Ozuna from the right side. 3-0. That misses for ball four. Four-pitch walk to the shortstop, Caballero. Three walks in a row. And he'll stride to first base. He has not here, too. We'll see if that trend stays as Cade Marlowe comes to the plate with the bases loaded and one gone in the eighth. Righty-lefty matchup to the center fielder who's fluttering with an 0-for-4 night. Rip and a miss on the first pitch for strike one. He worked a 9-pitch at-bat out of Cody Bradford back in the fourth inning, but went down watching in what was the third K of the night. And final strikeout for the left-hander Bradford. 0-1 in there for strike two. So Ozuna starts to pick up the pace. More scores promised. Hickory put up a three-piece in the top of the sixth inning. Then three from Winston-Salem to retake the lead in what was a 6-3 ball game at the time. Then two runs for Hickory in the top of the seventh. That's a 6-5 ball game. And the Dads are busy tonight on 9 hits. 0-2. Called strike three. Another backwards K. Two gone in the eighth. Bases remain loaded for the first baseman, Jake Shiner. That's the fifth backwards K of what's 8 strikeouts by the Riders staff tonight. Righty-righty to Shiner as Ozuna comes set. He delivers. And it's in there for a called strike one. Justin Slayton looked good in the seventh. After a leadoff walk, back-to-back Ks. And a ground out to his second baseman, Jonathan Ornelas. 0-1. That's strike two. 5 consecutive strikes for the right-hander Ozuna. And is one away from getting out of a big spot atop the eighth. Comes set in the glove. Righty-righty. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. That'll wake up the crowd. Travs strand them loaded in the top of the eighth inning. And a big-time bounce back from Fur Ozuna. He K's the side despite two walks and a hit by pitch. 4-3 ball game. Frisco trailing to the home half of the eighth next.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Vista Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
This week! Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Home half of the eighth coming up right here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Devin Sweet back on the 9-1-2 for Frisco as we start the bottom of the eighth from Riders Field. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley, Matt Watley's doubled tonight. And the first pitch he sees sent into center field, a couple hops for a base hit. It's the catcher that's been put in the nine spot that now has the only multi-hit night for the Riders. And a bit of juice for the top of the order. Here comes J.P. Martinez. Well, Ozuna in the top of the eighth went walk, backwards K. Decent spot, but hit by pitch, walk to load the bases.
And every pitcher who's thrown tonight for the Rough Riders has had at least one walk. And that's six different guys. It's not a recipe for success too often.
Righty-lefty. First pitch. Catches outside. Called strike one. Martinez, a true two-outcome guy tonight. Pair of strikeouts for him in the first and fifth. And then blasted a two-run homer in the third. The 0-1. Wave and a miss on a dying off-speed. It's no balls and two strikes.
J.P. Martinez was the big get in international free agency for the Rangers when they were trying to sign Shohei Ohtani a few years ago. They used that international money on J.P. and he came in with kind of the power-speed combination. 15 homers in 2019, but just five last year. So a lot of Rangers fans hoping that he can tap into that power, and if today's any indication, it looks like he can.
Next pitch, misses outside. Martinez works one back his favor. It's 1-2.
You talk about a guy who's just 5'9". If he could knock, you know, 10, 15 homers a year, plus the incredible speed that he has, he's a really good athlete. He's a very dynamic player.
1-2 breezes Martinez away from the plate from the left side. And now it's even. Two balls, two strikes. Nine runs, Zach, have been scored between Hickory and Winston-Salem in the last two frames.
Oof.
It's been a party in the runs department. It's a hot chopper foul. What a grab. Who's that, Comer?
That's Chad Comer.
It was a heck of a stab.
It's a former
Chad Comer.
It's a former catcher.
Yeah, he's got that. Let's talk about Matt Watley taking off for second as well.
Second time he's done that
today.
Okay. He can run a little bit.
I love it. Still an even count as Sweet comes set. The kick, 2-2. Chopper, this will stay fair. Glove by Shiner at first. Throws to second for one. Down to first. Not in time. Credit Martinez for the hustle to evade what would have been a tough twin killer. There is one gone. But Martinez safe at first on the fielder's choice. Josh Storrs to the plate. 2-3-4 for Frisco has struggled tonight. It's a combined 0-for-9 effort. Three strikeouts. Balls have been put in play. But Storrs returning with the experience to Frisco. See if he can get something going with the speed of Martinez at first base. Ready, ready, match up the first pitch. And Martinez throttling to second. Throw gets into center field. Oh, Martinez thought about it, but sliding into second, he was a little late getting up. Give him a stolen base, and he's in there.
Much of the athleticism that he has. 20 yeah, steals last year, 32 in 2019. That's his first of the year.
Boy, that one just sailed out of Shiner's hands.
Yeah, good job by Marlowe, backing it up, getting in there.
Runner at second base to Josh Storrs. One ball, no strikes. The pitch home. Missed low. Gets away from Shiner. Martinez to third. The throw down. His glove on it. Martinez back-to-back stolen bags and is now 90 feet away from tying this game. I'll call it a wild pitch, but Martinez keeps the pressure applied nonetheless. Count is 2-0.
Arkansas with their infield in.
The pitch. Chop foul. Storrs sends it over towards his dugout and puts himself in a great spot. See if he can flare something to the outfield and tie this game up. Two-one. Deflected by Shiner. Of course, Martinez can't go anywhere. Or at least the bounce away from the two spot wasn't big enough. So now Stowers in a good spot. Three balls and a strike. As Zach mentioned, the infield stays crept in at the trim of the grass. Righty-righty, the 3-1. Blasted down the third baseline, and it's fair! Stowers takes the turn at first. He'll cruise into second with a one-out RBI double. We are tied in the eighth inning.
Looked like a hanging changeup that just floated across the middle of the plate. Stowers got the bat head out there and was able to keep it fair. Right down the line. Got a brand new ball game. Sound off of Stowers' bat.
So now breaking the action before the at-bat for Dustin Harris. Sean McGrath out of the Trabs dugout. Going to give some time for Arkansas's pen to quickly get up and toss. They've got Michael Streifler, the right-hander from Sagamore Hills, Ohio, picked up as a non-drafted free agent in 2019. He's been all last year. McGrath, a brisk jog away from the mound. We're having fun at Riders Field tonight. Righty-lefty matchup in a big spot for Dustin Harris. First pitch. That misses low. It's 1-0. 0-for-3 night for the young outfielder moved. Was exclusively a corner infielder last year between Down East and Hickory. 1-0 pitch. A hearty cut. And the ball just toppled over behind home plate, 1-1. Harris wanted every bit to do with that pitch. We mentioned an 0-for-3 night approaching this at-bat in the eighth, but a chance to change that. It would give the Riders the lead if he can find the grass in the outfield or better. 1-1. Missed low. Harris working himself to a 2-1 count. Ezekiel Duran awaits on deck. We saw him get a good hold of one to end the six. Zach mentioned it sounded great off the bat. A lot of height, but too much. It was too high. Wave and a miss. Harris again liked it, but over top of it. 2-2.
What does that mean, too high?
It's too high.
Who cares? It's gone.
It's an even count as Sweet comes set. The break even. Wave and a miss. Strike three. Harris goes down for the second time tonight on strikes. And there's two gone in the eighth. Really excited to see the season ahead for Dustin Harris. He knew he had a good one there, but just trying to get adapted to what he's going to see from Double-A pitchers this season. That'll bring up Ezekiel Duran, also hitless, and also an RBI opportunity and a chance to change it. First pitch. And it's in for a called strike one. Inning that was started with a Matt Watley first pitch dribbler up the middle. J.P. Martinez worked to count and beat out a potential double play down the first baseline. 0-1. High fly ball out to left center field. Kerwer on the run, deep into the alley, and it drops and kicks off the base of the wall. Duran decides to go for three. The throw to third, going to be in time. But an RBI double from Ezekiel Duran gives the Riders the lead in the bottom of the eighth inning. Riders fans don't like it, but two come in the eighth. And it's a 5-4 ball game as we head to the ninth. Rough Riders three outs away and a chance to close out opening night in the win column.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more. As we work for you, itcu.org, or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back of the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win!
Use promo code ROUGHRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Frisco Rough Riders hit the trail for their opening road series of 2022 with a six-game stretch against their South Division foe, the San Antonio Missions, affiliates of the San Diego Padres.
Strike three called. This one's over.
The Riders return to Frisco on Tuesday, April 19th to host the Northwest Arkansas Naturals, last year's Texas League champions. Tickets are sure to go fast. Visit RidersBaseball.com to secure yours today. Let's ride.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders three outs away from closing out opening night with a win. Zach Bigley, take us away.
Thank you, Chris. Chase Lee out to try and close it out for the Rough Riders. They lead it 5-4 over the Travelers here in the top of the ninth. Chase Lee, who filled in into kind of a quasi-closer at the end of the season last year, tries to pick up the save here on opening night in the 2022 season. He faces Zach DeLoach, Jake Enchia, and Joe Rizzo. And it's 4, 5, and 6, middle third of the order for Arkansas. Rough Riders have dipped into their bullpen plenty tonight. Chase Lee, the latest name, the right-hander's first pitch. Breaking ball, strike, inside corner 0-1. Chase Lee, a sidearm thrower, and the nickname, the Viper. He got that nickname in Alabama, and he is filthy. He offers a swing and a miss. Back-to-back breaking balls. Back-to-back straight to the lefty, Zach DeLoach. It's 0-2 to start things off here in the ninth inning. Seventh pitcher used tonight by Frisco. Lee from the stretch steps off. Chase Lee's numbers were ridiculous last year in his minor league debut here in Double-A with Frisco. The pitch. Way inside, in fact, behind Zach Deloach, all the way back to the backstop. You don't see that often from Lee, and it's one ball and two strikes. But Lee had even better numbers until that last series of the season when he struggled against Amarillo. The right-hander from the stretch, he deals. Outside, 2-2. In that last game against the Sod Poodles, he gave up 3 runs. In the game prior to that against Amarillo, he gave up 2 runs. But before that, he had a 1.35 ERA with the Rough Riders through his first 12 games. He delivers a swing and a miss. Backdoor slider got him to cut through it. One out of the ninth. First strikeout for Chase Lee. Jake Anchia bats now. 5-4 Rough Riders, top of the ninth, looking to finish off a come-from-behind victory in game number one of 2022. 2 runs in that eighth inning. RBI doubles from Josh Stowers and Ezekiel Duran. Righty-righty matchup for Chase Lee in the first pitch. Slider outside edge for a strike, 0-1. That slider is so difficult, righty-righty. Lee was dominant against right-handed hitters a season ago. Righty's just hit 135 against him. Lefty's hit 250. And Chia stands back in, 1-for-4 tonight. The pitch. Slider just a tick outside. And it's 1-1. And Chia with a single and a run scored back in the sixth inning. Base is clear here in the ninth with one out, 5-4 Rough Riders. Lee's offering. Swinging a soft tapper back to the hill. Off to the right of it, Lee Fields under. Joe Rizzo, the last hope tonight for the Arkansas Travelers. Just a soft one-hopper right back to Lee. Easy play. And now Rizzo, who's also 1-for-4 tonight with an RBI double, stands in from the left side. The right-hander rocks and deals. Swinging a soft flare down the left field line, and this one hooks foul into the seats. Oh, a kid brought his glove, and the ball went off of his glove. Couldn't quite make the catch. Dustin Harris comes over, underhand flip to him. And there are fans that are booing him. Come on. Let's be fair. 0-1 to Joe Rizzo. 2 outs, bases clear in the ninth. The 1-2. Slider outside. 1-1. Rough Riders will send Jack Leiter to the mound tomorrow in game two of this 3-game series. Looking to finish it out. Right here, the pitch. Slider strike on the outside corner, and it's 1-2. Arkansas down to their final strike. Fans ready to get the fireworks going. Here's the stretch. The 1-2. Outside, 2-2. 5 runs, 7 hits, 1 error for the Rough Riders. Arkansas, 4 runs, 6 hits, 1 error. Lee readies. The pitch. Outside, 3-2. Miss with the slider. For a sidearm thrower, Lee can run it up there. Get it into the low to mid-90s. He readies once again. And the payoff on the way. Soft grounder foul into the dugout of Arkansas. On the right side, still 3-2. Rough Riders had a 2-0 lead and then trailed 4-3. 2 runs in the bottom of the eighth to take a 5-4 lead. Here's Lee with the 3-2. Strike three called. Chase Lee locks it up, and the Rough Riders take opening day 5-4. A come-from-behind victory with 2 runs in the eighth inning, and Frisco emerges victorious in what is a wonderful start to 2022. Rough Riders with RBI doubles from Josh Stowers and Ezekiel Duran. They win it 5-4. That's 1-0 to start the year. Chris Jarrett has the postgame show when we come back. Again, 5-4, our final score. Frisco's undefeated through a game here in this season. We'll return after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you all about the long run?
The one is out of here!
Do you enjoy the big strikeout?
Strike three called. This one's over.
How about a dazzling defensive play?
Dives and makes the catch! Unreal!
Then come watch the Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field for all that and more.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Oh my goodness!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The Rough Riders continue their open to the 2022 season all through this weekend at Riders Field.
A swing and a drive, deep to right field. Forget about this one. Way out of here.
The Riders conclude their division champs weekend with a pennant giveaway on Saturday with post-game fireworks.
Oh my goodness.
Then join us at Riders Field on Sunday for our pregame egg hunt and kid shirt giveaway. Frisco Rough Riders baseball is back. Let's ride.
Strike three called. This one's over.
The game is on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Frisco 5, Arkansas 4, the final from Riders Field in Game 1 in the books. And the Riders 1-0 on the season. Chris Jarrett rejoining you from Frisco, Texas. Let's take a look at the final box score and just try to break this one down. It was Frisco that hopped on the scoreboard first, so you'll go ahead and pencil them in as undefeated when they score first and take the lead. But it was big thanks to the catcher, Matt Whatley, and he did a great job of driving the offense tonight in the nine spot. And Whatley finishes with a double, a base hit to start the eighth, and a run scored. He came in to score, I should say, no RBI, but the double and the base hit. So a good night for Whatley, 2-for-3, the only Rider to finish with a multi-hit night. J.P. Martinez had the two-run homer to start the scoring in the bottom of the third, so he'll finish 1-for-4. Scored twice on that RBI double in the eighth inning. He reached on the fielder's choice, but Josh Stowers RBI double, and after Dustin Harris went down on strikes, Ezekiel Duran hung in there. And another RBI double, despite being gunned down for three. He wanted the triple, but boy, that one was hit high and deep in a pretty deep ballpark. I thought it was gone, and it drifted and carried all the way to the wall. Arkansas fought, man. I thought for a while they would hang in there, and it was a late rally for Frisco. They put up two in the bottom of the eighth inning, but two runs in the fifth, two runs in the sixth inning, in concert with what was a really fine start from their right-handed starter, George Kirby. The top prospect in terms of pitching in the Seattle Mariners system. He goes 4 2/3, 5 Ks, and the two earned runs on one swing from Martinez. The home run that he allowed. So those numbers will be a little bit different. In between the double and two-run shot, Kirby was really effective despite starting out the fifth with a walk, a hit, and then an error committed by his infield behind him. Brady did it in the fifth. Frisco remained scoreless until the seventh inning, and they didn't get any scoring to come in there. Chase Lee, give him the first save on the season. The Viper. Two strikeouts in a complete inning in the ninth, and he shuts down the Travelers to give Frisco their first win of the season. We'll go ahead and step aside on the Riders Baseball Network. Frisco winners on opening night, 5-4 over the Travelers of Arkansas. Just getting started with our postgame coverage. We'll come back and take a look around the rest of the league, some of the scores tonight around the rest of the Texas League. That's next on the postgame show on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Whataburger, how do you make something that's already fresh even fresher? By adding fresh new things, like crisp pico de gallo for a little kick, and creamy cilantro lime sauce for that extra whoa, and pepper jack cheese because, of course, all on top of two fresh beef patties or with chicken on a brioche bun. Whataburger's limited time pico de gallo burger and new pico de gallo chicken sandwiches. Good thing for fresh things. Good thing there's Whataburger.
Carpetech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpetech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
What a night to get action started for the Frisco Rough Riders this season. They top the Arkansas Travs. Final score, 5-4 for the Riders at home. And we are just getting started for what should be an awesome opening weekend of baseball for Frisco at Riders Field. If you haven't yet, take a kid to a ball game and come down to Riders Field and get out yourself and catch the Riders in action. Jack Leiter, the top prospect in the Rangers system, will be starting tomorrow. Tickets still available, but going fast on RidersBaseball.com. Let's take a trip around the rest of the Texas League tonight. Springfield and Northwest Arkansas in a bit of a shootout as they're only in the top of the seventh in 16 combined hits. And the Cardinals in front, 8-6 the score there at Hammonds Field. Tulsa thumping Wichita, 5-1 the score. So Northwest Arkansas and Wichita, the two teams that went at it, the AA Central Championship Series, both down tonight. And it's the Drillers again in front, 5-1 the score there. Corpus Christi, goodness, 9 runs in the bottom of the first inning. And the San Antonio Missions, just 3 hits, bringing in 1 run. So that's 9-1 hooks in front of the Missions at Whataburger Field. Midland and Amarillo going at it, and another high-scoring contest. 19 combined hits through 5 innings. Whoa, 9-6, Rockhounds in front of the Soddies at Hodgetown. And then, of course, our game. Frisco topping Arkansas tonight, 5-4, the final score. Pretty clean ball game for the most part. It's Ferrozuna that goes on to get the win, and Devin Sweet falling in the loss column. Tip your caps to our two starters, George Kirby, just shy of 5, and Cody Bradford just shy of 5 as well, as Kirby goes 4 2/3, Bradford 4 1/3, 3 strikeouts, and Kirby with 5. So a lot of guys come in tonight for Frisco in 7 combined pitchers. Nick Starr came in 2/3 of an Avery Weems in 2/3, a rocky go for him, and he'll be a starter, so much more of a starting role that you can expect to see him in. Grant Anderson throws 1/3 of an inning and walks 2 batters. Justin Slayton comes in for a frame, locks it down with 2 Ks and a walk. But Ozuna, man, 3 strikeouts after 2 walks and a hit by pitch. He throws 6 pitches, all of them locate, and 2 strikeouts to earn the win. Chase Lee comes in and shuts it down in the bottom of the ninth to go ahead and get the first save of what's hopefully many this 2022 season. Another quick look around the rest of the Rangers organization. Down East falls tonight, 6-3, a final score at 5 Country Stadium against Carolina. Winston-Salem and Hickory still in a shootout. 23 combined hits in the bottom of the eighth inning. And Winston-Salem not done yet. They've got 2 aboard with 1 out in the bottom of the eighth. We'll see if the Dads can try and pull some late magic. Round Rock thumping El Paso tonight. They put up 6 in the second, 2 in the first and third, and then 1 more in the fifth. 11-2 over the Chihuahuas of El Paso. 13 hits for Round Rock. Let's take a look at that box score before we shut things down from Riders Field. A lot of the Round Rock Express former Riders that go on to have success at the AAA level, and not taking them too long. And it's Tyler Thomas on the mound. Made the break camp roster for the Riders, and great to see. How about Bubba Thompson, 2-for-4 with 2 runs scored? We're going to shut it down from Riders Field tonight. fireworks right around the corner, and we'll have them again tomorrow night as well if you missed any of it. And boy, what a contest that we had tonight for Frisco. Hopefully a tone setter for what's in store for the 2022 season. Jack Leiter takes the mound tomorrow in his professional baseball debut. We'll have action for you starting 15 minutes out on the Riders Baseball Network. Watch live on MILB.TV or listen as Zach and I have the call from for you from Riders Field. We'll go ahead and shut down the broadcast. Partner Zach Bigley, I'm Chris Jarrett, feeding you that final score from Riders Field one last time. Frisco 5, Arkansas 4. The Riders starting the season 1-0. Big thanks to you if you tune in to any of our action tonight. Folks, have a great rest of your night. And as always, let's ride.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Victor Rojas, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders. Let's ride.